gonna be a good day. This 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 gonna be a good day. No, I don't think.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Here it is, the high point of my day when I get to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Philip R. Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
And you know what tomorrow is, don't you? Thursday. No. The return of J.B. Fletcher to CBS television.
Ah, yes.
Shut up.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Web Search for Buzz Burbank and all the ships at sea. Hey, you'll laugh till your uterus falls out. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and welcome, everybody. New episode, of course, on Wednesday.
Wednesday,
May 17th. Telephone number 877-365-3636. Perhaps Lisa will answer the phone today with her underpants.
Now, what did you notice specifically about her underpants?
Yeah.
I was noticing the general area, but I didn't notice.
I was noticing that either she has a wedgie of monumental proportions.
Or could it be a thong?
Or she has the teeniest thong known to man.
Fascinating.
As she bent over the coffee table in our office to peruse the magazines we have up there.
Lisa is on duty today.
Yeah.
On duty.
And I don't want to slight Toya, who's lovely, wearing her Jimmy J.J. Walker hat today. I want to send a shout out to both of the lovelies, Lisa's and underpants, and of course, Toya's hat.
Shout out!
So listen, hello, it's a new show. Phone number 877-365-3636. Before we get to the show, and we've got some business we have to take care of on today's program with the Beach House.
Okay.
And a project for Dennis Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
I let me see, what do I talk about first? I could talk about how this station sucks.
Yeah, that's always a good theme.
Or I could talk about how Westwood One sucks.
Yeah, that's a recurring theme as well.
But I think I'll start here. I'll come back to how everything sucks. I think I'll start with something I mentioned to you in the office before the show.
Yes.
And I shouldn't have said anything to you in the office. But the problem is, we sit up in the office before the show and we talk. And I realize that more and more, the more we talk in the office before the show, a lot of times the show actually starts in the office before we get down here.
Well, I talked to you for a long time about something that I wasn't planning on talking about on the air. You see, I gave it that zeal, that thing about my test for my life insurance. I really wasn't planning on talking about that, so that wasn't part of the show. But when we started talking about the other thing.
The problem is, we're up there, we talk about stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. And we just talk about everything that happens. We got the TV on because we watch the soap opera. And then the commercial comes on for the Millionaire Show. And the commercial comes on, and they're showing that they're going to have the winners from the previous weeks of the show, the guys who have won $1 million, they're going to come back next week for a tournament of champions.
Hi, how are you?
And then Mike innocently says to me, you know, that bet is looking more and more like he thinks I might win that bet.
Right. Yeah, and then I realized that I kind of stole your thunder there.
Because
you were going to sit here and, like, lay it on me that you wanted to up the ante. You were saying that you were planning on doing that.
See, every day, I know that this show sounds incredibly off the cuff, but I've got a whole list of things I want to talk about.
Right.
List number three I had today, already written down to discuss with you here, our millionaire bet, I might be ready to up the ante.
Ooh. And then I said, when I came in and I said, you know, I think that show is losing some of its steam. And I said, I might be prepared to concede the bet. And then I got to thinking, because you were talking about upping. Well, you said, I was planning on upping the ante. And then I said, well, you're still talking about it coming off the full-time lineup by the first of the year.
By January of the year 2001. I think people are getting sick of that show, man, and they're going to put it on four times a year, man. Have a meal.
But as I sat there on the sofa, as I sat there thinking, my pants mysteriously fell to the floor. No, I was actually coming back around on it, because as much as I think it might lose some popularity, I would still think at least within a year, it will be a staple of the ABC lineup.
No, I think it's on the way out.
Mm.
I mean, I know I thought that when I said that when we originally made the gentleman's bet.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, I'm looking at the ratings here from last week. not only did Millionaire get beaten by Jesus,
right,
as we discussed yesterday, Millionaire also got beaten by Frasier.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the numbers, while they used to be 30 million, 35 million people watching,
right,
the numbers now are 22 million, mm-hmm, 23 million.
Well, what they're doing with the other shows, of course, they're bringing out their big sweeps guns. They're bringing out their big storylines, their intensive promotional packages.
Yes.
They're really, once those things die down, which with sitcoms, that's why they can't compete with a show like Millionaire. Once they die down, Millionaire is going to rise back up. And I was thinking about this, and now I'm getting myself kind of worked up into it because
I think that maybe
you're dead wrong about that. I think you might be absolutely wrong.
I think I've got a good figure on the pulse of America, and I think I know the attention span of America.
That's right.
And I think that collectively, three nights a week, soon to be four nights a week,
right,
people, when they tire of this show, they are going to tire of it immediately.
Now, we have to clear up a few things here before, because I know you want to up the ante, but I mean, if we're talking about the full-time lineup, I mean, even if that show is regularly scheduled one time a week,
that's my bet, that it'll be off the regular lineup. The only caveat I had is that it would be still something that they'd be able to pull out for sweeps or pull out for the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That it would be like one of their special shows where they say, okay, we're in a rating sweep now, we're going to bring it back for a week. But yeah, what I'm saying is, It won't be on four nights a week, three nights a week, two nights a week. It won't be on one night a week. By January of the year 2001, just 6 or 7 months from now, the show will be off the regular lineup.
Mm-hmm. See, Regis is still under contract, and those people at ABC, if they're one thing, you know that they are cheap, and they want to squeeze as much out of their talent as they possibly can.
I think they've already squeezed it, though. I believe that they've already squeezed as much pus out of the pimple that is Regis Philbin as they're going to be able to. From this point on, all of the returns are going to be diminishing. And once that show starts getting down towards the level of regular television shows, and once ABC realizes, Jesus Christ, we've committed four nights a week to a game show that is a fad, once they realize they're effed, they will cut his balls off immediately.
As much as I think the show is going to decline in popularity, and I agree with you there, I think by the first of the year it'll still be on the regular lineup. I think they will not have phased it out totally yet. I think the show has been so hot and had such unprecedented numbers that it's going to take a longer period of time for them to completely give up on that show.
Don't think so. Well, if anybody can come up with a bet, and I think we both agreed in the office, not as drastic as the head-shaving bet or is the Dennis Murphy bet,
mm-hmm,
but a good bet, mm-hmm, something that would be, you know, good and embarrassing for whoever loses, I'm up for it.
I had a thought.
I'm up for upping the ante.
I had a thought.
Okay.
I had a thought. This is a variation on another bet. It was a more significant bet, but it still involves another individual. You remember how we had Dennis Murphy come to my house?
Uh-huh.
I would like to, I think this bet should involve taking Dennis Murphy out for a one-on-one dinner at a popular restaurant. At a popular restaurant that we know downtown.
Oh, you mean the Palm?
Yeah. Taking him into the Palm.
I'd go with that. I'd go for that. Having to be seen in public with Dennis at our favorite restaurant.
Have to be downtown.
I'd go for that. Sure.
All right.
Sure. So is that the bet?
The bet is, just so we're clear, and that means even if it's on one night a week.
Agreed. If it's on one night a week in January, you win the bet.
And in order for them to say they've canceled it, or can they say they've canceled it? Or see, I'm confused about if they bring it back, it's going to be, if they say it's canceled from the full time lineup. You know, I mean, if what if it's like on a hiatus or something like that?
A hiatus equals canceled.
See, that's where it gets confused.
See, I mean, How can they put it on hiatus?
Well, it's a live show. They require a lot of live programming. What if they're saying, you know, it returns, you know, for its regular, you know, for the regular season. You know what I mean? What if that situation happens?
Well, I don't think
I'm
it can.
Like during the holidays, you get a lot of shows that, you know, they tone them down.
This show was on during the holidays. This show has been on every single goddamn week for the last almost year.
I guess what I'm asking you, and I'm not trying to fudge on this at all. I'm trying to figure out, because the way it sounds right now is, what if they say that, you know, it's going to, if they come out and they say they've pulled it from the lineup,
right?
That there's going to have to be something like that to make sure that we know the show has been canceled. You know what I mean?
No. If they pull it off for a quote unquote hiatus.
If for example,
magma.
If Regis needs, you know, to go on vacation or something like that.
No, because Regis has gone on vacation already. They just tape a bunch of shows in advance. I mean, the only out I would give you, like, is if Regis has a heart attack or something,
okay,
and they have to take it off the air for that reason.
All right.
Which is also a viable possibility.
Well, what you're saying is if it's been canceled. If it's canceled.
You're right. If they take it off the
you're
schedule.
Saying, you see, I mean, what I'm trying to get you to say here is the bet is... You are saying that by the first of the year,
it'll be gone.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire will be canceled.
Will be gone from the every night schedule that it's on now.
I'm not having that dinner with Dennis Murphy. I'm protecting myself this time around. Gone from the lineup, though, means canceled.
However, they could bring it back for special events.
Like sweeps.
For sweeps, right.
Don't they cancel shows, though, and bring them back, you know? Not in sweeps. If they cancel it, they don't bring it back, you know, during the rating period. And when a show goes on hiatus, there's generally a consensus. It either will be back or it won't be back. So it'll be clear at that time.
I need help.
I need to consult with people.
What I think is that they're going to cancel it, but they'll cancel it, but they'll want to keep it in their back pocket. They'll say, we're going to take it off the regular schedule, but we reserve the right. And this is what I said originally, however long ago we made the bet. I reserve the right to bring it back on for special events.
You did say that. I'm not going to say
like
you
when
didn't
we like
say
when
that.
We need ratings during a big sweeps period.
See, I might be effed on that one. You know what I mean? I might be really because I mean I don't doubt they could play with it a little bit. And it's been, you know, sure. You're saying that it's going to be out. It's going to be gone. It's history. That'd be a different. It'd be an easy bet because I don't think they'd do that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying yeah. It'll be gone. But
that's what I said.
But they're just going to give themselves the out. I'm saying we're going to take it off the regular schedule.
Well, let me defer to my two compatriots here and ask them what their advice is. Rob,
yeah.
If you were me.
You going to your lifelines?
I'm going to go to my two lifelines here, Rob and Buzz. Rob, if you were me, based on this bet, and regardless of how you feel about what, do you think that that's, you know, if I think they're going to keep
it. I think it's a good bet on your side because it's not that far away. It's a cheap program to produce. And even if the ratings cut in half, it's still a competitor.
Okay. Buzz,
I think you should stick with the bet because if it comes back as a rating sweep show, that's not on the regular schedule. And what Don's saying is it'll be off the regular schedule by January 1st. On January 1st, we'll know one way or another. So if you think it'll still be a regular series on January 1st, stick with your bet. If not, this is the time to bail.
Remind me to hire you as my attorney.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Let me go to the telephone.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Hold on. Here we go.
Here we go. Everybody now. People love when we have bets.
You know, that man over there, he just answered that question without giving me any help at all. You know, he's very smart that way. Did you hear that answer?
No, I didn't.
It was confusing as all get out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, how are you guys?
Hey, buddy.
Listen, I got the bet.
What?
Up the bet. Loser cleans the bathroom with the blue light.
Nah. No, absolutely not. That is too harsh.
No way. That'd be
too harsh a punishment for
it. It can't be more harsh than having Dennis Murphy.
I reserve the right to use that for a bet, but with a toothbrush at some time in the future.
And that's got to be something that we really feel strongly
yeah.
about, like we did with McGuire and
absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. Yes.
That's a great idea for a bet,
mm-hmm.
but that's too harsh a penalty for something that really
right.
we don't feel that strongly about either way.
Think back to having him burn your hair off. With that bleach.
I know we've had many deaths.
No harder than having Murphy at your house overnight.
All right, hold on a second. Yeah, I bet this is my wife. Hello?
Just to make it clear, this is a one-on-one date with Dennis Murphy.
Yeah.
Not yes. a couple's.
Yes, you're not involved, darling.
Okay, thank you.
You're not involved. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right.
Bye, see.
Goodbye.
Let's be one-on-one. She's always there. She's always there for me, my wife.
She's very supportive.
God bless her.
Always you and you alone.
Always there for me. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I've got one half of the bet that I think that Don should have to call. If he loses, he should have to call Regis and personally apologize for doubting his
Wait,
show.
Excuse me, but what I was hoping was going to get some idea of whether this is a good bet to make. We have already established the terms of the bet, which I think are very, very good. They're very solid. It is a public dinner.
And that's what I'll do. I'll just pick up the phone. Let me see. Let me get the New York phone directory.
Mm-hmm.
PHILBIN. I'm sure he's in the book. I'll just call him up and apologize.
Hey, Reed, it's Don.
Yeah, right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Radio gods.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Mike, I think you're making a good bet. I think the show is going to be around in January. I agree 100%. But are you sure you want to go with this harsh of a wager? I mean, to be actually seen in public with Dennis Murphy?
It's just, I like the idea of the chance of getting balance back, you know, where I had my weekend with Murphy, you know, my overnight.
There's no doubt that's embarrassing to have to go to a very high-profile D.C. restaurant, the restaurant that has our faces on the wall, with Dennis.
Not nearly as harsh as the bet about, you know, staying over at somebody's house. That's all night. You can make a dinner, you know, you can make that dinner 45 minutes if you want.
No, but I think it should be a regular dinner, and furthermore, I think that Tommy should be involved, mm-hmm. the manager of the Palm, to give whoever loses the real power table. You know what I mean?
High-profile table.
The table, like, in the front window.
Right.
Or the table in the back room that's right in the middle of the room, so
absolutely.
Everyone comes in, they see the people sitting on that table.
Absolutely.
Right, gotta do it like that. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Which one of them call screeners is very rude to me? Trying to talk about this bet with you guys.
Which one of them call screeners?
The call screener, very rude.
Well, what did she say to you, and maybe we'll figure out which one it was.
Which one talk about?
Toya's making her way. Toya is making her way into the studio.
Toya with her Jimmy J.J. Walker hat.
Jimmy J.J. Walker hat.
That is your Dynamite hat.
Well, now the guy hung up, and I think he was trying to do a D's
Nuts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
That was nice, darn it.
Way to go.
You're very nice.
All right.
You're very nice. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I just wanted to point out that Frida obviously was scared when she was calling in because she didn't think this was a good bet. She had to point out that it couldn't be a couple thing.
Was that the reason she called, or do you think she simply just wanted to cover her bets?
I think, you know, every time we do a bet on this show, she tries to distance herself.
Right. Exactly, because she thinks that Mike's going to win.
No, I think she just doesn't like the wagering.
She doesn't like the betting. Although, who knows, she might think he's going to win. I don't know.
All right, well, good luck.
All right, thank you.
Goodbye.
I'm still, you know, not that I'm not somewhat confident, but I'll tell you right now, I'm already playing the scenario. I'm already doing a little mental picture of me and Dennis sitting at a corner table.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike.
Lobster juice dripping down Dennis's chin.
The loser has to do the whole show naked.
No, listen, that would be a penalty for the other people on the show. That would not be a penalty for the guy who loses the bet.
Definitely one of you would be embarrassed, though, for the whole show.
You are a truly sick individual.
Please, hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. I have to say, Don, I think you're right. There's no way this show is going to go on up to January. I tried and forced myself to watch it, and I have to turn it off every 10 or 15 seconds or so. It drives me crazy.
Well, listen, I still watch it myself. I tell you how retarded the show is. I still watch it myself, but I think eventually, America has a short attention span.
I agree with you there.
And we're going to get burned out on this.
Like I said, 10 to 15 seconds is about all I can last.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got a bet for Don and Mike.
Okay, we already have the bet, though.
That's not what we're doing. Could we make that any more clear?
Yeah, but this is a good bet for you guys.
Okay, of course it is. What is it?
I bet you that I can get the secret sound, or I'll give you $100.
No, come
on.
Kiss my ass, okay? Just kiss it.
Go on, kiss it good.
Kiss the bad part. Thank you. All right, well, he did kiss. Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, what is up?
Hola.
Radio gods. I was just going to say, since you wanted to make it kind of a high-profile thing, could you possibly include a carriage ride with Dennis Murphy in the park or something?
We don't have carriage rides here. We live in D.C.
In the whole city?
No, there are no carriages.
They do that in New York. There's no such thing in D.C.
Oh, okay.
Trust me, going to the Palm, which is the restaurant in D.C., going there and sitting at a power table with Dennis.
Absolutely.
Will be very embarrassing.
Especially because you know he's going to order lobster and they're going to put a bib on it.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's the bet. Are we set?
That is the definitive bet. It'll be. You're saying it'll be off the lineup. I'm saying it'll be still on the lineup in January.
Right. Okay, good. Okay, now that that's been taken care of.
And, you know, the only way I'll hope that I don't lose is with that sweeps thing, you know, where they don't come out and say, I hope if I lose, I hope they like, kill it. They kill it dead. Kill it good.
Kill it good. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
My radio gods.
Hi there.
Don, I think your bet is a good bet, but, however, I think you shouldn't be able to have martinis if you lose.
Well, listen, why not just put me in a room with no oxygen, okay?
Well, please. I mean, the martinis, you know, that's. I mean, Dennis is horrible, I imagine, but the martinis make it almost palatable.
Let me just point out, when Dennis spent the night at Mike's home, Mike drank heavily that night.
Wow, yeah, that's no the only kid. Way I got. No, it's the only way I got through it.
Mm-hmm. Right, and if I lose this bet, you can bet your ass there will be a gigantic Fred Flintstone-sized martini waiting for him.
Yeah, but Dennis will always drink heavier.
Yes,
I found that out at my house, that Dennis was just, you know, drinking like a fiend.
Drink for drink. Okay, that bet is officially on.
It's in the books.
The Dennis Murphy bet. Okay, now, Why does this station suck?
Okay,
and I'm talking about...
Sounds like your summer report card. That you have on my summer project.
WJFK FM.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, D.C. Why does this station suck? Well, I told you before that the station sucks because on the weekend, they put on crap shows like Car Dealers and guys selling penis pills and all these shows that they pay money for. They don't care about getting any ratings.
Yeah, the ratings are not the priority. What's really the priority is just getting someone in here to pay.
And for the longest time, they wanted us to put together a weekend show. They even went to Westwood One and said, Don, am I put together a weekend show? Because if you put together a Saturday show, they can run it on WJFK and then all the other stations can do it. And frankly, we weren't for it at first. We were a little worried about being overexposed.
Right.
But we said, that's fine. Good idea. So we take the time to put together a weekend show,
right,
which they've been running on the weekend for about a year here. Well, I come into work today, and I got a memo that says our time slot for our weekend show is being moved.
Where are they going to move us? What we're on now.
We're on now at the same time we're on every day, 3 to 7 on Saturday.
Makes sense. Okay.
Now, incidentally, if you look at the way people listen to the radio on the weekend, the most listened to time on a radio station on the weekend is between like 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday.
That's the middle of the day when everybody's out and about.
That's when most people listen. And the second most listened to time is Saturday afternoon,
mm-hmm,
which is the time they had our show on it. Incidentally, the other time slot, when people are really listening on the weekend, that's when they junk it up with this car dealer who tries to sell you Hyundais. So I come in today and I look at the schedule, and they have the junkie car dealer, and then they've got the guy who talks about cars, and then they've got a computer tutor show,
mm-hmm,
and then they've got a sex aid show.
Mm-hmm.
not about sex and AIDS, you know.
Sex marital AIDS.
A sexual AIDS show.
Sex helpers.
And mm-hmm, and I'm looking at this, I'm saying, huh, where is our time here? And then I go to the next page, and I see Sunday. Sunday at 5 o'clock,
mm-hmm,
from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock on Sunday night.
Mm.
Coincidentally, guess what is the least listened to time slot in radio on the weekend?
Yeah, who's not, you know, home and you know, getting their Sunday dinner ready, getting ready to watch TV?
Sunday evening.
Right.
Right. It's the least listened to time slot out of the whole weekend.
What's the point?
So I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, why are we busting our asses to put together a Saturday show when, you know, a typical of this station... All they want to do is bury it on Sunday night.
What is the point? And if we're trying to market a Saturday show across the country, your flagship station, the station where your program originates, should certainly show the confidence in your Saturday show to give it the cherry time slot.
Right. Now they
moron.
I'd like to point out they did have 5 to 9 p available on Saturday, but they decided to put another show there.
Ah.
A show that I guess they like better than our show now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just went through and I said, you know what? F you. Just F you.
Well, F you.
Just take the show off the weekend then. Just take it off. And they said, the salespeople are selling the show 6 days a week. What, the salespeople are selling the show 6 days a week? No one would want to pay for a 6 day when we're on Sunday night when nobody's listening to the radio.
It's ridiculous.
Please. So the station sucks.
Yep.
So they can take the weekend show and shove it up their ass.
Bravo, I agree with you 100%.
We'll run it on NEW, and we'll run it on YSP in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
We'll run it on the station in Chicago. We'll run it everywhere except here.
You know, people driving around in the middle of the day or in the afternoon on Saturday would love to have something to laugh at.
Yes.
Would love to have something that's not your standard, and all radio stations do it. They like to have something when you're not talking about, you know, putting your tulip bulbs in the ground, or you're not talking about how to change your oil. They'd like to have something that's entertaining.
I mean, you would think.
God, at least anchor all the other crap with something entertaining.
You would think, you know, I mean, hello. We have the highest ratings on the station.
Yeah.
And we have had, for like 5 years in a row, you would think that you would take the jewel show of your radio station and give it a cherry time slot, but no.
It's pretty incredible.
So just F them. I just wish we could say the F word so bad, because I just would love to say it. Really, I'd like to say F blank C K U.
I really would.
It just suck. And then I got more mad when I was looking in one of the radio newspapers, and I see here in Radio and Records, this is why Westwood One sucks. Okay?
This is our network.
Let me ask you something, Mike. We've been syndicated on Westwood One for 7 years now.
Has it been 7 years?
7 years.
Wow.
Okay, we have over 60 stations, and unlike most syndicated shows, We actually have goddamn ratings in these cities.
We have lots of success stories all over the country.
I mean, we're not like your normal piece of crap radio show that gets syndicated and goes into a bunch of crappy markets. I mean, yes, we're in some crappy markets, but...
We love our crappy markets.
Even in the crappy markets... We do well. We only can do as well as the markets that they put us in, okay? And all we've done is achieve number one ratings in over 15 cities.
Exactly.
Which I think is a pretty good batting average. So, I'm looking in this thing and I'm thinking, let me take a look. I'm paging, flipping through the pages. And I come to an ad for Westwood One. Let me ask you, in 7 years, how many ads has Westwood One ever taken out for our show?
I believe the answer would be zero.
You are correct.
Yeah, I think we asked about it. In fact, I think they came in and talked about it, that they were going to do it, and they probably talked about doing it 6 or 7 times, and they have never done it.
Zero ads.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I would imagine you could take out a full-page ad in one of these trade magazines, cost you about $5,000. You put the Don and Mike Show, number one in D.C., number one in Baltimore, number one in Sacramento, number one in Wichita.
How many years did we go to that worthless goddamn convention and hang out? I mean, and I don't say that word very often, but how many years?
You're saying it more and more recently.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'll tell you right now, how many years do we go to that convention and sit in that suite where the only pleasure I ever got was when you turned on the porno? And I'll tell you right now, it absolutely showed that we were team players. They don't do anything for
us. They've never done anything. And unlike most of the shows on Westwood One, this show actually makes revenue and generates ratings.
Right.
Okay?
And it's going in the right direction, too.
So, 7 years, number one in quite a few markets. Yes, hello. Charles Broyhill.
Hello. Would you like to have Saturdays?
No.
Just none whatsoever?
Just have them. No.
Good.
What time are they going to put us on Saturdays?
Well, 5 to 9.
No.
Oh, okay, well, just wanted to make sure that was the other option available.
No, screw him. What, did Jimmy just say that
well,
to you?
Well, no, originally, when all these changes were being proposed,
the program director.
Jimmy asked me what day we wanted to be on, and I told him, I asked him the times. It was 5 to 9 on Saturday or 4 to 8 on Sunday, and I asked him which would be the longest running, and he said probably Sunday, so. Because Saturdays are still subject to more of those great prepaid shows.
Just half of them. I'd rather have us just totally taken away from the weekend lineup on the station, which is embarrassing.
Yeah, okay.
We can distance ourselves.
It's really embarrassing. Screw them.
Good.
Okay, so, listen, 7 years, not one ad for Westwood One.
People are going to be upset about that. We apologize. It's just, we have to send them a message. I know there are a lot of people out there that are, you know, especially if it's 5 to 9, you know, that are planning on driving around, probably are listening to the show at that time, who are going to be upset. You have to understand, when they start screwing with you, you got to kind of dig your heels in.
You know, keep in mind that they begged us for a long time to do a weekend show, to put together a weekend show. And then we did it. And then out of the blue, nobody even says anything to me. You know, I just get this memo. So, you know, F them. Sorry about that.
We frankly ought to be on from 10 till 2. I mean, to be perfectly honest, we did. That's when we ought to.
Right.
And there was a time I know that we were on mid-morning through the early afternoon. There was a time when we used to be on there, and it was great because I actually enjoyed listening to the show during that time.
Before they decided, gee, you know what? You know what? You know what it is? The problem, God damn it, they get me mad. The problem is that they would rather have $3,500 now that they can get now, $3,500 an hour now for the guy who wants to sell Mazdas, rather than look at the big picture and say, gee, if we run regular programming on the weekend, maybe we won't make that $3,500 right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe we might have to wait 6 months for the programming to show up in the ratings until we can make more money then. But nobody wants to look at the big picture. All they care about is the bottom line right now and getting as much goddamn money in here as they can right now.
And you know, I really look at that as
right now,
as the flesh-eating virus. I mean, it's sitting over there on the weekend. They just better be real, real careful, because this station, you know, it's a delicate little business. Nothing is guaranteed in this business. And when you've got that crap sitting there 2 days a week, you got a chance of that kind of bad vibe spilling over into the rest of the lineup. And I'd hate to see that happen. I mean, I really wish that they'd get this station a little more seamless, but that's not going to happen.
They won't do it because they'd rather have the fast cash right now.
Mm-hmm.
The money that they can get right now from whoring out the station on the weekends.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so let me get back to Westwood One.
Yes.
So how many ads have we ever had?
Zero.
Zero.
Right.
7 years, big revenue, big ratings, done nothing but do good things for Westwood One. Well, I look here in the new edition of Radio and Records. Here's a full-page ad for Scott and Sid, who are the morning guys on NEW,
and Ron and Fez, who are the night guys on NEW. Now, I don't know anything about either of these guys, okay? So this slam is not directed at them, because I don't hold them responsible.
Right.
And put together an ad, the sports guys with Scott and Sid. Heard on WNEW New York. Ron and Fez. Heard on WNEW New York and WJFK Washington. Well, gee, what show has Westwood One had for 7 years that's on both of those stations,
right,
plus 60 more, plus is getting great ratings? You know, it just pisses me off.
I don't blame you.
What do you got to do to get an ad? You know, Ron and Fez are on at 11 o'clock at goddamn night,
mm-hmm.
and they get a full-page ad in R&R.
It's ridiculous.
Right?
That's, you know, that it's, oh, God.
I just don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get it. So what I'd like to do now is call Westwood One.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to call the number right here.
Good.
You go, girl. 1-888.
Jesus. And what is the thinking? That is that. Oh, God. That's the question. This is what we sound like. I don't see that
Welcome
before
to the
we
Westwood
go on the air.
Information Line, your direct connection to the largest provider of radio programming in America. Currently marketing over 150 outstanding news, sports, talk, music, entertainment, and 24-hour format programs.
Garbage.
If you would like to speak to the affiliate sales program specialist assigned to your DMA market, press 1. For news, press 1.
No.
For sports, press 2.
What category do you think they have us in?
For music and entertainment, press 3. For 24-hour formats, press 4. For talk, press 5.
You have reached the voice messaging center. At the tone, please leave a brief message.
There you go. Oh,
press
the way they
9
do it.
When your message is finished.
This is Westwood
At the
One.
Tone, begin recording. Press 9 when finished.
Oh, so this is why you guys suck. You suck. What if I was some station wanted to call in and sign up for the Don and Mike show?
Couldn't do it because somebody's out eating Chinese food.
But listen, it doesn't matter because no one would call for the Don and Mike show because you don't run ads for us in the trades. But you run ads for Scott and Sid and Ron and Fez.
Because they've been doing it for so long and have such a great track record.
Right. Please. F you. I mean that really. F you.
Here, here.
F blank C K Y O U. You know how many ads we've gotten in 7 years for Westwood One in the trades?
No.
None.
Zippy.
None. F you.
That sucks.
To review your message, press 1.
All right.
So this is why you guys suck. You suck. What if I was some station wanted to call it and sign up for the Don and Mike show?
Couldn't do it because somebody's out eating Chinese food.
But listen, it doesn't matter because no one would call for the Don and Mike show because you don't run ads for us in the trade. But you run ads for Scott and Sid and Ron and Fez.
Because they've been doing it for so long and have such a great track record.
Right. Please.
Can't
F you.
That.
I mean that really.
Here
F
it is.
You.
Here, here.
F blank C K Y O U. You know how many ads we've gotten in 7 years for Westwood One in the trades?
None.
None.
Zippy.
None.
F you.
That sucks.
To review your message, press 1.
No, it's perfect.
To re-record your message, press 2.
I want
to
send it.
To delete your message, press 3.
I want
to
send it.
To add additional comments to the end of your message, press 6.
I want
to
send it.
To mark your message urgent, press 8. To send messages been marked as urgent.
Urgent.
To review your message, press 1.
Okay.
To re-record your message.
Jesus, goddamn, what a messed up network this is.
What a quagmire.
I swear to God. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Radio guys.
Hi there.
Hey, I think there's a reason that they don't advertise you guys, it's because you do it on your own. Everybody's word of mouth is what makes you popular.
Listen, I want to tell you, let me just explain to you, this is behind the scenes like a trade magazine. Do you know that our show is number one rated in Washington, D.C.? Do you know that we have higher numbers here than any other radio show you can mention? Stern, Imus, Tom Joyner, any of them. But you know what? Nobody in the business knows about it. Nobody in the radio business knows about it.
We have always had the feeling that for some inexplicable reason, they're hesitating to break this show out. They're hesitating to really let the world know about it.
Right.
I don't know what it is.
And even now that we've been cleared to New York, the nation's largest market, still, do you know the press we had to get on that show? I'll tell you how we got press on the fact that we're in New York. I know Tony Novia, who's an editor at Radio and Records.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to call him up to have a gossip column in goddamn Radio and Records called
right.
Street Talk. And I had to call this friend of mine up to say, listen, could you give us a plug in your column, in your gossip column, that Mike and I have finally cleared New York?
And when they were writing about this show in the New York Post, they even speculated, why is this show on tape delay? To be perfectly honest with you, why would they have a show like this on tape delay instead of live? And I know that's an issue, and I hopefully that'll be resolved someday, but I think that sucks too.
All right.
And it's all part of the whole deal. It's all part of the thing we've been dealing with forever. It's frustrating. It really is. This is the same kind of stuff. This is the same way I feel when I see an ad like that. It's the same related thing where we just... everything we do, even though we have enormous success, it's always like somebody's doing us a favor, like we have to go begging
yeah.
for it.
For the big friggin' secret at Westwood One. Yet these other guys, you know, you see, the thing is, there are some, radio is such a business of lemmings, that there will be schmucks in radio who look at this and go, hey,
it's safe.
Scott and Sitter on WNEW New York. Why, that must be a good show. I think I'm going to call and get a demo for that show. But how the F are they going to call to get a demo for our show if they don't know about us?
Right.
But and, see, and I you, think and that's you... where the listeners should also...
No, the listeners cannot help. This is an industry problem.
But
this
I
is
mean,
a problem.
They have a, if they're trying to get it into their area and they bring it up to the station's attention, if enough of them show an interest...
No, listen, I'm sorry. That, you know, that's sweet and quaint, but... that ain't how it works. You know, you're goddamn Cinderella. Goodbye. Please, yeah. Well, hey, maybe if word of mouth works. No,
no
word
he
of
doesn't
mouth,
know that.
Word of mouth sucks. We're talking about the radio industry.
Right.
And we're talking about the way to reach people in the radio industry to tell them that you have a show that's hot, that they should be picking up for their station, is to advertise. And I've sat on this long enough for the fact that they never advertise our show.
The two problems are related, too, because it starts right here. It starts from here. And the same thing they're doing to us on the weekends. It defies logic.
Right.
There is no logical explanation.
Why would you take the show that you have that generates the most ratings and the most revenue, and why would you not run that show in a time slot when the most people could hear it on the weekend? Why would you defer to run a show because a guy's going to pay you $3,500 that you could put in your pocket right now?
You know, in all seriousness, what the attitude is, ratings come in here in Washington, D.C. Hey, Don and Mike show, we were number one again. You know the attitude?
Yeah,
we knew. We know. Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, they, because they always are.
Expected.
And you do it for, you would think, when you do it for a long period of time, that you would be either rewarded or recognized, and what it is it's just, no, yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, and
it's
you know,
the same
frankly,
thing with Westwood One.
Frankly, at Westwood One, it's 100 times worse. You know, what if Scott and Sid and Ron and Fez done to deserve a full-page ad? That's all I want to know. What do we have to do? What do we have to, go back to being on just one station?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? All we've done is climb our way up the ladder the hard way.
Right.
You know, with no promotion, with no budget, with no nothing. And all we've done is succeed in the markets they've put us in.
Anybody that listens to, and this is for everybody around the country, when you listen to radio shows around the country, you see print ads, you see radio, you see television ads, you see billboards, you see a lot of that. Around here, we have been, how long have we been here? 7 years we've been here? Or
well,
8 years we've been here?
That's the CBS way. We knew that when we got hired here. They said we never advertised.
But it's worth mentioning that when you deliver results like that with no support at all, it just manifests itself in other areas where that's the way Westwood One feels. That's the way they feel about the weekends here.
Yeah, whatever. It just sucks.
It's
just,
Mike, whatever.
It just really it takes the air out of your balloon. I mean, it really does. Look at this going, Jesus Christ. Well, I actually turned the page and they go, well, we must be on the other side of the page here. Well, no, wait, hold on. The other side of the page is another ad. Well, no. We must be down on the bottom. It must say yes if you'd like the Don and Mike show. Well,
you know what would happen if you put Don and Mike in that ad? You know how you could improve that ad. It's what they do in trade publications. Underneath that ad, you take the 15 to 20 success stories that this show has across the nation, and you show the ratings that we have had, the success stories we've had in all these different markets. And that's how you enhance that ad, because a program director out in the middle of nowhere looks at that and says, man, look at the number of markets they're successful
if
in.
If these guys can pull a 20 share in Washington and at the same time pull a 15 share in Wichita and at the same time pull an 18 share in Sacramento and get a 10 share in South Florida, well, you know what? Maybe there is something to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something. But, you know, people will never know. That's why we're constantly going to be the little engine that could around here. And it just pisses me off. It just pisses me off. To no extent. That's it. Okay, so Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hi, how's everybody doing today?
Hi there.
Had to get that off the chest.
Mm-hmm. I really did. Really
you
had
caught
to.
Caught me by surprise with that one. You held up that ad, and that just, oh, God.
That's enough to piss you off, isn't it?
It's ridiculous, and it's like, what do you have to do?
Right, I don't know.
What do you have to do?
I guess what you have to do is be new on one station and do nothing. Deliver no ratings, deliver no revenue, and because of that, the company will buy you a full-page trade ad.
This company, specifically this immediate management, right, always seems to enjoy... I'm going to go even more specific. A guy like Jeremy Coleman always seems to prefer the new flavor of ice cream.
Yeah.
He always seems to prefer... Whether it's successful or not is not nearly as relevant as the fact that it's...
Yeah, it's new. It's new.
Yeah.
Right. All right, well, he can just blow me, too. He's a big part of the problem.
I agree.
A little creep. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, I love listening to you guys on weekends, but you know what? FJFK, they're dead to me on weekends now.
What's that going to be? They're dead to the marketplace on weekends, you know. They're already dead to the market on weekends.
People be nice know, to turn on. I'll tell you.
People know that JFK has a five-day-a-week radio station.
I'll tell you, for somebody who works for the station, it'd be real nice to turn on the radio station and have something to listen to on the weekend.
Yep.
Right.
Not us.
No way.
Mm-mm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hola. Hola. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Don. Hey, yeah. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Well, I just called because I wanted to make a comment, which was, if you look at your success and you look at your program, it's pretty obvious that you guys know more than the so-called management at JFK.
Gee, do you think
you
so?
Know it, and they know it, and they resent it.
I don't know.
And well, furthermore...
I think that this guy has a point.
And well,
he's right.
You think a guy like a Jim McClure resents us?
Yes.
You do.
Absolutely.
And you think that's why,
you know why?
You think that's why he's effing with the show on the weekend?
He realized the same thing that Jeremy does. That really, whether it's Jim or Jeremy, the program director is inconsequential around here.
Exactly.
It does not matter. You could hire a monkey to sit up in that office and do the work that Jim McClure does.
Mm-hmm.
Really, tell me, what programming does Jim McClure have to do? I mean, at least guys who play records, they got to sit down and figure out which stack of records they're going to play at what time.
Right.
You tell me what programming decisions Jim McClure has to make around WJFK.
There's more to it anyway. You made a statement about the weekend. I listen to WJFK from Monday to Friday, and I never listen to it on the weekend because, frankly, I turn it on for about 5 seconds. If you're not there, I turn it back off.
Oh, beautiful. Well,
and I just got tired of waiting around or looking for you, quite frankly. But about a minute and a half of that guy on Saturday morning, that kills it for the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, really, the way they juggle things, like a bad television network.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This station is like the PAX network.
It's ridiculous.
Like PAX TV. Really is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I guess I don't understand why you guys don't go out and promote yourself in Trade Magazine.
Well, it certainly is something that Mike and I have discussed doing before, but every time that I went to the powers that be and said, listen, Mike and I will split the cost. It costs $5,000 for a full-page ad.
Right.
Mike and I will split the cost. Then they came to us. They said, well, you know, it's not quite that simple. You have to get a graphic artist.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get logos. You have to get statistics. You have to have somebody put it together. And then every time we've gotten to work on it, someone from Westwood One comes to us and says, no, listen, don't do this. We're going to run the ad ourselves.
And the bottom line also is, you know, no matter whether we put it on ourselves or not, our success is the network's success. Our success is WJFK's success. It is not like every time we get a new affiliate that, you know, that only affects us. As a matter of fact, it affects us to a very small degree.
Right.
It affects the network and the corporation to a very large degree.
Right.
And I think you know what I'm talking about.
Is your contract affected by the number of stations that you're on?
No.
No. So no matter how many stations you guys are on, your salaries don't go up.
No, but it has nothing to do with money. I mean, really, this whole thing, this whole discussion, I swear to God, it has nothing to do with money.
If it had something to do with money, you wouldn't see any ads in trade publications.
I mean, if this was a money issue, we would be letting our agent handle this. It has nothing to do with money.
Is it ego?
Listen, here's what it is. What it is we'd like the chance to compete in more markets than we're on in. One avenue to getting on in more markets is for the company to advertise our show.
You want to be the best.
And it's not ego speaking right. when I look in a newspaper, in a trade magazine, and I see a full page ad for two shows that have been on the network for 2 weeks.
And it sucks when you want to be more successful, you want to be the best out there, and they're holding you back.
Who do you think you are?
Those of you pissing me off.
Well, he was on the right side, just pissing me off.
It's business, is what you're saying, and that's what it is. It's business. It's not ego. It really is. If it was ego, it would be, you know, hey, their picture looks better than our picture. That would be ego, and we've certainly done plenty of that in the past. But I'll tell you right now, this is business. This is something where, hey, if they're doing it for these guys, you know, which is really, that's like kind of like rolling up $100 bills and throwing them into a high-speed fan.
Yeah. All we want is the same treatment. I mean, for a long time, Westwood One, let me also point out, Westwood One doesn't do any advertising in the trades. No advertising.
Right.
They never buy an ad for anybody. It's not like we've had to sit back and watch ads for all the other shows because they don't do it. It's like, what, all of a sudden they decide to advertise with those guys?
Right.
Why wouldn't you advertise the show that you already have that's already doing great?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm telling you, radio is such a business of goddamn lemmings. I would guarantee you could go to program directors in one of the big markets we're not in. Gee whiz. Chicago, Philly, Houston, Boston. You go to all those people, you say, do you know the Don and Mike show? They'd say, oh, yeah, it's that show on JFK. Mm-hmm. Then you'd say to them, did you know they're on in New York? No.
Nope.
Did you know that they're number 112 plus in D.C.? No.
No, because the word's never gotten out.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that they're the highest rated show on JFK? No.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that they get more for a spot an afternoon drive on JFK than they get a morning drive? No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could go down the list of all the things about the show. People don't know. People in the business don't know.
No, they don't, and they never have. And that's the frustration point. When you see that ad, that's you know, it just brings that up to the surface again. I mean, these are feelings we've had all along. It's just when you see that, it just it's dramatized one more time, you know?
Right. Well, congratulations. Way to go. Ron and Fez and Scott and Zid. You know, just tell me who they had to blow to get that ad, and I'll get on my knees. I'll suck away. Just tell me who I have to suck off to get an ad. Really? I'm not beyond that. I'm not beyond a quick BJ.
Really?
To get our show promoted.
I don't think you could deliver that.
Sure
I don't think
I
you should go laying out promises.
Sure I'd have to
like
be drunk.
It's like old Jesus thing yesterday.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you know, with enough martinis, maybe you're right.
Hello, Paul. You don't know how desperate I am.
Just you with a bottle.
Can you hear me?
You with a bottle of Stoli and vermouth in one room and me out there, you know, just like with a watch on. They're here. Don, are you ready?
Hello.
Hey,
hi.
Guys.
Hi.
I have a testimonial for you about the magnitude to which your show is popular. You are ruining my best friend's marriage.
Uh-oh.
Really? Why?
Well, he quit his job with a big five accounting firm because it was a lot of work. So now he's driving around in his car all day listening to you guys, calling in with these fabulous stories about he and his wife embarrassing her. His wife doesn't listen to the show, but she can sing your theme song. Now,
stop.
Yes.
Stop.
Yes.
Sing our theme song. What do you mean?
We went out to dinner the other night, and she's singing Don Geronimo, Mike, and all this stuff. And
well, then it's obvious she does listen.
No, her husband walks around the house singing it, and so finally she's picked up on it, and the guy needs to find a job instead of listening to you guys.
But where does that tie into the ruining of the marriage? It sounds like maybe they're getting along okay.
Maybe this show is bringing them together.
You think so?
Yeah. Maybe, you know, creature comforts and money, maybe that drove them apart, and then, you know, now he's quit his job and he's just listening to us. Maybe they're together.
I don't think it's working that way.
Well, no. You said the guy quit his job.
Yeah.
But you never said he quit his job because he just wanted to listen to our show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So how did our show ruin his marriage?
Well, because now he doesn't have a job.
But how is that our fault?
You guys are too good.
Did he quit the job specifically to listen to our show?
It was a contributing factor, major factor. So he can drive around the Sacramento area listening to you guys, phoning in whenever the mood strikes him.
All right, well, you should get that guy to call us sometime and identify himself.
He will. He'll call up. You will hear from him in the next
day or so.
Are you sure I'm not talking to him right now?
Yeah, it's just like when Robert De Niro goes to see Billy Crystal and says he's got a friend that's got a problem.
You.
No.
You.
No.
You're very good, you. You're very good, you.
You. You. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. It's a helpful friend.
That was some kind of a testimonial, I think.
Yeah, so, you know, it's our listeners.
There I think go. That's what it was. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hola.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Yes, hello there.
Calling from South Carolina. You guys made the crappiest radio station in Greenville the number one listener-chosen radio station in this town. And that is a fact.
We are very, very proud of the success
yes.
we've had down there, too. That is a huge radio station with a big, powerful signal, and we're very excited
and, you know,
about
frankly,
that.
Frankly, that's exactly the type of example that Westwood One should be using.
Right.
Because I know, no offense to the other programs they run on WPEK.
Right.
But that station doesn't even make the top 20 in
mm-hmm.
Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
The station doesn't make the top 20, yet our show's number one rated.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, people find a way to seek out this show. If I was Westwood One, I'd run an ad saying, look at this. They got a radio station that doesn't even make the top 20, but Don and Mike on this radio station are number one.
And you know, really when you think about it, wouldn't it be wonderful to say, hey, well, the station isn't doing that well in the morning, but I'll tell you, we could either, wouldn't you like to own the afternoons or the middays on the West Coast? Wouldn't you like to really just completely dominate that? And we've shown that we do that.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, la, 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 whatever.
Yeah. Westwood One.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then the same thing here. Same Westwood One and the people here, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Great.
All right.
Fantastic.
You know, because they know what we're going to do. They know we'll bitch about it, and then 20 minutes from now, we'll forget about it. We'll go back and do the regular show, and nobody will talk to us today because they'll be afraid to talk to us today, and they will be out of town tomorrow and out of town on Friday, and by the time we get back on Monday, we'll have forgotten about how mad we are. You know, what, do they think I don't know that? I know that.
That's a good spiral. That's really spiraling down there. You know, you're taking it into like next Wednesday. That's a good deep depression developing.
But that is
there.
The truth.
I know it is.
It is the truth.
I know.
Because they know just like every time we really get pissed about something, you know, what are we going to do? Walk?
Right.
Well, no, we can't walk. We have a contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can't walk. What can we do? All we can do is bitch. And I know that if we bitch and 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 bitch, people will stop listening. And they know that I know that. So, you know, so this is as far as it can go,
yep,
which is why it's so effing frustrating.
But, you know, sometimes we bitch loudly and things have gotten changed. But I'll tell you right now, I get tired of it. I get tired of having to do that. I get tired of, after the track record we have, of having to do that to get any headway around here. And it just seems like everything that we've ever gotten out of this company, we've had to go in kicking and screaming to get it done. And I just don't get that.
Or the great secret. The great secret. God damn. You know, they say to me one more time, listen, you're the insurance policy.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Right.
You guys are the great insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case.
Sure.
You know, be ready to take over just in case. That's why we got you. You're the insurance policy.
Right.
Don't kiss my ass with that. You're the insurance policy.
Yeah, I agree.
Tired of being the insurance policy. I'd rather go work somewhere where I'm the guy who has to be the guy who they have an insurance policy for.
Bingo!
Right?
Right.
Right. Right. Okay, let's quit. Let's walk.
Right now.
Who's with me?
Let's go.
Come on.
Let's
go. Come on.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Let's go. Come on.
Let's go. Let's go. I'm serious. Let's really go. Let's really go. I mean, what do we do? Do we walk?
What do we do?
I mean, really, see, this is...
Yeah.
This is why it's effed up.
Yeah. I know.
What are we going to do? Go get our car and go home? You know, then we got to sit through this.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Yeah, that'd be our agent. He'd be on the phone in about a half an hour.
Listen, you have a contract and you just walk off the show. Oh, they got us right by the nuts. They got us right by the sack.
And you know what it would be? This is what it would be for management. You walked off your show because there wasn't an ad in a trade publication. See, they wouldn't recognize the fact that this is just the culmination of 7 years of BS. They would actually just make it like, they would take it down to the most trivial, petty issue, and they would make it sound like we walked out because there wasn't an ad in the trade for it.
Right. Okay. F them. Okay, just F them, please. F them with a baseball bat. Really? Right in the bad spot. I mean that. Okay, let's move on with the show.
Aim. This is not the best Louisville Slugger I've ever smelled.
Let's move on. Let's move on. Listen, all we have on the phone now are people who just want to commiserate with us, and we appreciate that.
God bless all of you. We're
appreciate
here.
That.
We're
Thank
here.
You.
We're queer. We're not going
skiing.
There you go.
We're not quitting.
Right.
Not for 3 more years. Touchtones right there. Time for a call. 100.
Yeah.
And a prize package selected especially for you. Be the 100th person now to call either Toya or Lisa standing by at 877-365-3636.
Oh, my God.
They just walked out.
Not on my watch, Mr. Sleepin.
They just walked out.
Oh, my God.
They were up upset about an ad.
Oh, my God.
Okay, more shit coming up.
Do you realize how many guys I've coached against that either played for me or coached for me? I mean, goddamn, I'd be an emotional wreck if I had emotions for every goddamn guy that I coach against that's played or coached or whatever. I mean, hell, I've had Jimmy Cruz. And goddamn, Jimmy played for me, was a great player, and coached for me for about 8 years. Christ, I should have gone to heaven. Okay. I mean, goddamn, I should have been just emotionally drained, for Christ's sake.
Right, General.
I can relate,
Robert Knight.
Listen, honey, the Don and Mike show.
I can truly relate. I'd love to throw a chair at somebody right now.
You sent him that letter yet?
No, but you know I should. You really should. I should, you know.
He's put upon.
When?
He's pretty and put upon just like you are.
When Bobby Knight originally, one of the first times he got in trouble when he threw that chair, and then he went on that Connie Chung show and said, if rape is inevitable, just lay back and enjoy it.
Right.
I sent him a letter that said, I know you didn't mean it, and I know it's all in the heat of battle,
sure.
And I know everybody's jumping on you right now, but I want you to know there's at least one stupid disc jockey in America who really thinks you're a good guy, Bobby Knight. And he sent me a very nice letter back saying that he hadn't received a whole lot of support,
mm-hmm.
and that he appreciated it.
I bet he's in that same situation right now.
Right.
Sure.
Take a letter.
Probably more so now.
Take a letter.
Go ahead.
Dear Bobby.
Yep.
Please throw a vase at Westwood One. Please choke Jeremy Coleman.
He won't understand.
Please take your feces, put it on a piece of toilet paper, and wave it in the face of Ken Stevens. Your friend, Don.
There you go.
Okay, can you read that back to me, please?
Yes, thanks. Hold on.
He's good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Rob's a fast writer.
Here he is. Our secretary, Rob Spiewak, from the Steno Pool.
He put it on like a little post-it note.
That's all I had. Dear Bobby, please throw a vase at Westwood One. Please throw a chair at Jeremy Coleman. Please wipe feces on toilet paper and wave it in the face of Ken Stevens. Your friend, Don Geronimo. Or Don, I'm sorry.
Just Don.
Just Don.
You don't want to put it Donnie, make it a little more personal?
D-O-N-I.
Donnie.
Get it right out to him, Robbie.
Donnie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I am caller 100.
Right. Yes, you are, Ed. What is your name?
Chip.
Where are you from, Chip?
Alexandria.
Chip, I'm going to go out on a limb and guess you're white.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Chip is a very white name.
That's right, very much so.
Chip, you want a VHS copy of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
All right.
Now, available digitally remastered on sale at video stores everywhere, but wait, there's more. You've also qualified for our weekly giveaway, and this Friday we're giving away a trip for two to Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
To tour the Warner Brothers Studios, courtesy of the WB and ATA Airlines. Watch an all-new Buffy next Tuesday night. On the WB.
Okay.
Now, here we go. Big money, $500. Have you heard the secret sound?
If it's the one that everyone's guessing stapler, I guess I've heard that one, yeah.
And I did give an extra clue yesterday.
Yes, you did. You were on the verge of, really giving a big hint.
Let me just say, Mike has already figured out where I'm going with this, because Mike writes down stuff and holds it up so as not to ruin it for everybody listening. But,
right, but I still don't have it. I haven't got it.
You're close. The clue that I gave everybody that Mike picked up on immediately yesterday was, it is a sound that is very rarely heard by a vast amount of Don and Mike show listeners. It is a common, everyday sound. I can't figure out what you're doing.
I don't have a pen.
Write it down. Here, hold on.
I don't have a pen.
Here. All right. There's a pen.
All right, here we go.
There's a pen for you.
All right.
Write it down. You might be getting close to it now. Write it down. No.
Okay.
No.
All right. But when you talk like that, I just...
Dangerously close.
My brain starts to go.
Okay, you're going to go for $500. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Yoko Ono. I just want to get it out of my system because it's been a stressful hour.
All right.
Okay, I'll go back to Goulet.
We wish you...
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Will she be singing and the odds are in your favor?
No. That's what she's singing. It's her favorite line.
All right, ladies and gentlemen... Go on now.
Don't worry.
Yes! Yeah. Thank you.
You know, you did it.
Don't worry.
I said no worries. Don't worry.
It's like brown sugar.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You're close enough.
Don't worry.
You set off the Yoko alarm.
Sorry about that. Favorite part. He's gonna really hit that note.
This is the part where John sits up in his casket.
There we go. Thank you.
Okay, listen, for $500, what is that sound?
Is it a cigar cutter?
No.
Oh, no. We're sorry.
No, thank you. Remember that every guest
is a clue for you.
Clue for ye. Thank you for listening. Okay. Next item.
Yes.
Before we get to the beach house, something on the web. Father Time needs you to look up something on the web.
All right.
Oh, first, Broyho came in during the commercials to tell us that if you go to www.2exposed.com,
right,
you can finally see the pictures of him wearing the penis mask being dominated on the show last Thursday for his birthday.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Those pictures are finally up on the web.
All right.
But that's not where I need you to go now, Buzz. Go to Amazon.com and go to the auction part of Amazon.com.
Very good.
All right. Okay? Because I'd like to know what people are bidding on for the 90210 auction. You know, the last episode of 90210 is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody on this show watches it, with the exception... No. Do you watch it, Rob?
Not anymore.
Are they auctioning off pieces of plastic that have fallen off of Tori Spelling?
The lumps in her breast.
Here's a piece of her chin. Fell off.
No, I think they're auctioning, actually, crap. I mean, real crap, like straws.
Crap? Ian Ziering? Ian Ziering?
Straws that they drink out of, like at the Peach Pit. You know, that little club they go to? I'd like to know how much all that stuff is going for.
Yeah, I think they're doing a lot of props from the longstanding set.
You watch that on a regular basis.
I used to. I've been watching a long time. Mrs. Spiewak still watches it.
Ah, very good.
Very excited about tonight. It's a big deal.
The Widow Spiewak.
The Widow Spiewak.
Okay, Gordon.
You remember when we had...
Not at all, Dr. O'Mara.
You remember when we had that guy, Ian...
Yeah.
On our show, and we kept calling him, what do we call him? We called him the wrong thing.
We called him Ian, and his name was Ian, and he corrected us right off the bat, and then you asked him what I consider is one of the greatest celebrity questions that you've ever come up with, and you ask it all the time, how much cash do you have on you right now, and he wouldn't answer.
Right.
I'll never forget that. He didn't want to have any fun at all.
My name is Ian.
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 I bet today, in this day and age, in this climate... He would answer that question.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, like 10 years ago.
It's back in the same era that I asked Pamela Anderson out on a date, and she declined.
Oh. Which was the Tool Time girl.
Oh.
You were coming off your first marriage.
Yes, I did.
When you were in your own personal spiral.
I was definitely hitting bottom.
Buzzy, you go there?
I did. I took the liberty of going to the items that have already been auctioned.
Oh, good!
I'm looking at Kelly's distressed parlor desk and chair. The current bid, $5,000. That must have been it's the winning bid. There were 98 people bidding on that item.
Jesus Christ, what else?
$5,000.
Kelly's terrace skirt and top, $970.
Now, who's Kelly?
Yeah, I was
Kelly guessing. Is the blonde, the skinny blonde.
There's not too many skinny blondes on 90210.
I'm blanking on her name.
She's the prettiest one, right?
Narrows
she's been
it
there
down.
The whole time.
She's the big star.
See if Rob is familiar with Nat's cash register from the Peach Pit.
Sure.
Well, even I know the Peach Pit is like that Archie's sub shop that they go to. Yeah.
72 people bid. The winning bid, $4,050.
Oh, ye suckers. $4,000 for that?
What else, Buzzy?
$6,100 for the After Dark marquee from the Peach Pit.
The Peach Pit.
79 people bidding on that. Kelly's Daisy PJs, $570. 80 people bidding on that.
Now, really, see, now that surprises me. Why would a pair of PJs that had been worn by a hot girl,
mm-hmm.
of which you could take and smell and mm-hmm. do all kinds of great stuff to?
If they're real, if they're authentic.
Why would you only pay $500 for that, but you would pay like $6,000 for a sign?
The Earthshaker pinball machine from Casa Walsh went for $6,400.
What's Casa Walsh?
No idea.
Casa Walsh.
What else, Buzzy?
Donna's party gear, $540. Kelly's autumn skirt and cardigan set. A bistro salad bowl with tongs from Donna and somebody else, $480.
Donna is Tori Spelling. Jenny Garth plays the blonde.
Jenny Garth.
Got you, Jenny Garth, Shannon Doherty, Tori Spelling, Brian Austin Green, Luke Perry, Jason Priestley, and Urien Ziering. And there they all are in the latest issue of People magazine.
There they are.
The article I was so frantically looking for.
What else, Buzz?
Donna's Feng Shui handbag from Now Wear This, $455.
Is there anything like underpants or bras?
I'm looking. Payphone, a shirt and capri. It's a lot of tops and pants or tops and skirts.
Capri pants?
Yes, capri pants.
Would you
pants.
Put a bid in for those for me, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. The bidding is closed.
Oh, man.
How much did they go for?
$1,025.
See, those would only be good if you could verify that the girl actually wore them, meaning that if you... You would have to virtually put them over your head.
Girl, I thought they were Brian Austin Green's capri pants.
Put them over your head so you could get the smell of woman.
Do they have any underwear?
No, I keep looking for that. No, I'm just seeing
tops. I was too busy looking at these beautiful kids.
The Kelly Sweetheart Mirror from the Beach House, $1,726.
Do they have a pint of Tiffany Amber Thiessen cottage cheese?
No, I'm sorry, they don't. I don't see that.
She was on that show, right?
Yes.
Donna, big old moon pie face.
Donna's ballerina lamp from Now Wear This, $1,034.
Baby.
Christ, there's a lot of idiots out there.
I guess so.
What a great show, though. What a great, great show.
But no underpants.
No. Donna's baby doll sweater and skirt, $860.
How about shoes? I know there's foot fetish guys out there.
No, I don't see any shoes.
Shoes, slippers.
Let's go to page two and see what they have.
Anything from Brandon?
Brandon's student government certificate.
So funny.
Went for $640.
That's funny. Cool. Mike is using People magazine like a cheat sheet right now.
There we go. Yeah, I never watched that show.
David's Beachwear. Homo Joe got that for $325. $325.
Really? Mm-hmm. Which one is David? Who's
He's
that?
Brian Austin Green, Don. 26-year-old Brian Austin Green. He's also risen through the ranks. He doubles as a... Did you know he doubles as a 90210 producer? Thank you.
Hey, you know what? That's the biggest joke in showbiz.
Yeah, when they're a producer.
When they let the actors on these lame shows,
right.
When they let them produce, and even worse, when they let them direct.
Oh, yeah, and they, you know, like they have some skill. And you know that the techies out there, those truly talented guys that are behind the scenes, that do the cinematography and do all the floor direction, the guys that really have talent, they're just out there going through the motions. Yeah, I'll shoot it that way, pal.
Which one of the friends directed? One
swimmer, didn't he?
Yeah. One of the friends directed it. I saw it on Entertainment Tonight. I laughed my ass off. I thought, how could the other guys, the other two male friends, how could they just not say to him, listen, you ostrich.
Right.
Blow me.
Remember when Arnold directed?
Yeah.
Remember Arnold became a director?
Of course I did.
Didn't he direct some little vignette on HBO or something like
it was
Tales from the Crypt?
Yeah, it was some miniseries like that.
Right.
Yeah. But when Schwimmer directed that episode of Friends, he was sitting in one of those big director's chairs, mm-hmm. and he was giving direction to Courtney Cox. I'm saying, no. When you enter, come through the door, and then you say, hi, Chandler. Hi, Chandler.
Right.
And, you know, if I'm one of the other people on that show, I just want to smack it.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times they let actors do that. They let actors direct. I know who it was. It was recently... Duchovny directed an episode of The X-Files.
Yeah, that's what they do when the shows have, you know, run a while and they're bored.
And the actors are bored and they say, I'm bored doing this show. So they say, you know, hey, Dave, how would you like to direct an episode?
And it's kind of letting them be the boss for a day.
And,
you know, because they don't like being told what to do.
Yeah, and it was that one that had his wife, Taya Leone, in it.
Right.
And so they showed him sitting off. He actually did this thing, David Duchovny did. We're sitting off camera. And he did that thing where you put your hands like this so it looks like a screen.
It's the frame.
Mm-hmm. Right, you know
what? Get it in the shot, man.
You put your two thumbs together.
Right.
He was sitting there like this looking at Gillian Anderson going,
move a little to the left.
You know, how could you take that seriously?
Meanwhile, the cinematographer, you know, the guy that's actually putting it together, the guy that's doing the shot is like, yeah, all right, I'll do that, David.
then they got to clean up the mess from Duchovny and Schwimmer. You know, someone has to slap it together to make it look like a real show later.
And now with, like, computers, they can fix all that stuff, right?
They do.
Imagine if one time they let one of these actors, one of these cheesedick actors, actually direct the episode, mm-hmm. and they had the guts to run it just as the guy directed it.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you see half a face.
Yeah.
You know, really let them do exactly what they say. Don't compensate for their errors, you know?
Yes.
You have a guy going like this. You'd see the close-up shot and say, Mulder, I don't know what to do, Mulder.
Yeah, and no one bothers to tell him, listen, you got to move him over by the microphone.
Mulder, I don't know. Oh, yeah. Or it's too loud, you know?
Scully, I really, I just want to go, there you go.
Hey, great job, David.
Wonderful director.
Print it.
All right, well, anything else good, Buzz?
Kelly's bed sheets went for $1,000.
Mmm.
Who is Kelly?
Jenny Garth.
Ah, Jenny Garth, right.
Any stains?
That doesn't say.
Any stains?
Kelly, that's right. She was scarred by fire, rape, and drugs. So yes. Why is Jenny Garth smiling? Well, she's engaged to actor Peter Facinelli.
Ah. I think that's the proper pronunciation of his name.
He's got any blood stains on those sheets?
Oh, yes.
Go over those sheets with a nice black light.
Oh, super duper.
Yeah, do it. Oh, Jenny.
God, I'm going to miss those kids.
Shut up. So is that it, Buzz?
That's the best part.
All right.
Hey, kudos to TV's hippest zip code. I love People magazine.
Stop it. We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. Sports 1140 KHDK. Your home of the Kings.
Whoopi Goldberg's Gift Advice Corner.
Wow. Heather S. emails me, Whoopi, it's my boss's birthday and I was thinking about getting him a high colonic. What do you think? Well, Heather, first of all, don't stand behind him. Instead, send him Flu's online gift currency. It's just like money. You send it by email and he spends it at the web's best stores. And best of all, Flu's is always odor-free. Good luck, Heather. Flu's, just what you wished for.
FLOOZ.com.
South, where wildfires in Florida have devastated 237,000 acres.
Disaster can strike in any zip code.
I'm sorry, Mom. We're just too busy to make it home. Let me go.
Loneliness respects no socioeconomic boundaries.
Now he needs special help. I can't afford
it. And need knows no season. That's why in every zip code, every day of the year, whenever people need us, the Salvation Army is at the heart of it all. Please be an equal opportunity helper and give to the Salvation Army all year long.
You're sitting in a hospital. Worse, you're sitting in a hospital with a cast on your foot. All because you kicked a wall. It was out of frustration when you found out your metropolitan area hotel wasn't, really. You ended up 40 miles from anything you wanted to see. You calculated how much money you were going to waste on taxis and how much time you were going to waste in transit. Then you simply picked the nearest wall and gave it a kick. Well, we know you don't want to hear this right now, but all of this could have been avoided with Travelocity.com. Because not only can you look at your hotel room online before you book, but if there's a specific area in a specific city that you want a vacation near, Travelocity lets you input a landmark or address and tells you which hotels are within a comfortable distance. You can even specify a mile radius that you would like to stay within. And with over 45,000 hotel properties at your fingertips, you're sure to find a place within walking distance of what you want to visit. Unless, of course, you have a cast on your foot. Travelocity.com. AOL, keyword travel. Go virtually anywhere.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, the Eagle has landed.
Life is around us.
The news is about people's lives.
The state senate voted today to make Cesar Chavez day.
And whether it's in triumph or tribulation, in good times or bad, in business, sports, or politics.
All during the weekend, there has been an atmosphere of crisis here in Washington.
Or in our schools, our jobs, our streets.
Sacramento,
the B has always been there and will always be there.
I've just left there and I'll respond to where a crowd of perhaps 500...
Bringing you stories from around the world and just around the corner. The B. Life captured daily.
Life is around us.
For a limited time, get the Bee delivered daily for 40% off and receive the region's most extensive news, shopping, and entertainment. Call 321-1111 or visit facbee.com to subscribe.
Need a little pick-me-up? No problem. Here's two delicious ways to go about it. Well, first, there's McDonald's fruit and yogurt parfait. Creamy, low-fat yogurt layered with juicy blueberries and strawberries, topped off with crunchy granola. Or go for a McFlurry. Cool, soft serve with your favorite topping mixed right in. The fruit and yogurt parfait and McFlurry. Get them now at participating McDonald's. One taste and you'll be smiling. Did somebody say McDonald's? McDonald's, a worldwide Olympic partner. Tuesdays are so slow.
Get up and get moving to a new step at McDonald's, the place to count on for incredible deals. Like Tuesday, our new day for an outrageous value on six-piece chicken McNuggets for only 89 cents.
How can you resist dancing?
Six-piece crispy golden nuggets for only 89 cents.
Pick up your heels.
Add the great taste of a Coke and America's favorite fries.
Did somebody say McDonald's?
Prices and participation may vary.
Swing it on Tuesdays.
He's the leading candidate for president, but his daughter...
She bends the truth, she drinks, and she's crazy for sex. What kind of cow?
...knows he has a hidden agenda.
Came from his diary.
Korean race must be wiped from the earth.
7 days.
You plan on murdering millions of people.
It's not murder. It's justice.
Then, for years, it has been hiding on Voyager's Deck 12. Now...
Are you saying that this alien life form is trying to kill us?
It's coming out.
What happened to Commander Chakotay?
The turbolift plunged 11 decks at high speed.
Breathable air is being sucked out of the bridge.
The life form's infiltrated the main computer matrix.
Star Trek Voyager.
I told you there's a monster on Deck 12.
7 days, all new episodes.
Tonight at 8 on UPN 31 KMAX.
To introduce the giant DSL sale from Internet Connect, we've hired a professional announcer.
Want DSL for your business? Then don't miss Internet Connect Bandwidth Blowout! They've got a giant warehouse of bandwidth that simply must be sold!
Could you tone it down a little? Internet Connect is a business DSL specialist.
It's DSL dealing days at Internet Connect! Call today and get free DSL equipment, free installation, 60 days of free service, and a $250 cash rebate. But hurry while Internet Connect bandwidth supplies last.
Everything you're saying is true. There's free equipment, free installation, free 60 days of service, and a $250 cash rebate. But your delivery is so unbusinesslike.
Don't miss the broadband bonanza of the year! But call today, because this offer expires May 31st.
Call Internet Connect today at 1-888-551-4DSL. That's 1-888-551-4DSL. Or online at internetconnect.net.
But hurry! This connectivity closeout ends May 31st!
Internet Connect. Getting business up to speed. Some restrictions apply.
I'm a research scientist, so when I got arthritis, I did some research on pain rubs and found Capsaicin P with the ingredients doctors recommend most. Data shows that the ingredient in Capsaicin P attacks arthritis pain immediately. But unlike ordinary pain rubs, Capsaicin P is odor-free and actually gets more effective with continued use. The relief from Capsaicin P starts strong and gets stronger until Capsaicin P has raised your relief to a whole new level. The research raised my interest. Capsaicin P raised my level of relief.
Use only as directed.
Sports 1140 KHTK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see.
I hate when people talk during the movie.
Continuing to broadcast under the Line One regime, the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, that's the Charlie Stossel intro thing. Because this is Charlie's new day on the show.
Welcome to the new day and time for Charlie Stossel.
Charlie Stossel, who is sponsored, and they've actually written copy for you now, Charlie.
Yeah, you know, I have issue with that, but that's something I'll take up with the account executive who made a comment about me to them she probably should not have made.
Whose account is it?
I'm not going to say.
Ah, come on, they're all open.
It's a singer.
It's Madonna. Madonna.
Okay, all right.
Madonna.
All right,
Madonna, yes. What comment did Madonna make?
I heard, and I haven't talked to Madonna yet, so I guess she's going to be hearing this like everybody else. I heard from them that she went up to them and said that I was scared and nervous about doing the spot.
Well, I would say, you know, I could hear that coming out of Madonna. Madonna, who probably more than any other salesperson, has certainly said the cruelest things to me over the years.
We got the furthest thing from the truth.
Madonna's got a set of balls on her.
She does
mean that. Watch
it. She truly does.
She's the one person you don't want to F with around here.
Really?
Madonna. If she said you were scared and weak, you're scared and weak.
Absolutely. You have to go along. Madonna, Miss Bobby, they're very powerful women here at this station that you do not screw around with.
Right.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, really.
It's the truth.
Hey, that's fine. Don't say crap about me that's not true. That's all there is to it.
He's mad.
Don't say, especially to an agency. If indeed she said that.
Well, what about the first day,
Rob?
What about the first day that you were sponsored, though, that right before you came on the air, you were in the hallway crying?
That was for something else.
That was for something else.
Somebody took something that was mine.
So she said, allegedly, to the client that you sounded, not sounded. That you were.
That I was nervous about doing the spots live, and she didn't want anything, so they were going to write something for me to say, because, oh, hi, Madonna.
Here comes Madonna. Here comes Madonna. She's tough.
Madonna. What are you? You were scared and nervous.
Oh, boom.
Oh, my God.
Crap.
You pulled me in there.
No, I did not pull you in there. You came in there, and I said, what exactly do you want said? And we talked about that. Look at that look. And we talked about
you.
It.
Don't F with Madonna.
And we came on here. And the person that, the owner... Oh, the
BJ.
Place? I didn't want to say his name, but yes.
Hi, BJ.
He sees me, and he's like, no, I loved it. I loved what you guys did. Everything sounded great.
Madonna, you can tell us the truth, then.
We're on your side. You know we're on your side.
The real story is, I'm ratting you out now.
Okay, what's the real story?
You're not ratting anything out.
Charlie, I walked past the first day he was supposed to be doing the little mentions.
Right.
I walked past the studio, and I get yanked in there. Madonna, when am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to do this? Is Don going to cue me? What am I going to do?
I think you're overreacting.
No, let her say her side.
Do I get a rebuttal?
Yes, but let her say her side.
Be quiet.
I'm going to give her the mic, as long as I get a rebuttal.
And wait, I have witnesses to that, too. Let me think of who it was. Broyhill was too busy back there, you know, doing what Broyhill does.
You had somebody else that was lingering, right? You bring everybody along that they can, you know, help your cause.
I believe her.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could have been John, the continuity guy.
Yeah.
Who then came, I said, well, you know, Don knows you're doing it. I'm assuming Don knows you're doing it. I said, he'll let you know what's going on, and that, you know, he'll just kind of cue you.
This is Charlie's apprehension about doing a live spot?
Yes. He was uncertain of how it was going to go.
Right, right. And what are you asking me? I'm not in there. You know what I mean? Read it and shut up.
I told you, Johnny. I told you. You don't have one, her.
You
really don't.
You picked the wrong person.
So then, I tell John,
he's hugging you. Do not touch her.
No. As a matter of fact, you're in my space.
You're not my part of the show, so get the hell out.
No.
We'll fight.
No, because he was about to talk
what? You didn't read
Doc
it
Harry's
again.
House of Ribs.
Again, you're
trying to...
What are you trying to do to me?
I'm not trying to do dick to you.
So then, listen to me. So then he goes, so the client calls, I guess last week, was kind of short.
Have we even mentioned this client? We should mention the client.
Hold on, we will. Yeah. We will when Charlie reads the copy that Madonna's written for him.
I'm so good at reading.
When he reads the copy Madonna's written
for him. Well, last week was kind of a short little blurb.
Right.
And, you know, the sponsors of your show pay a heck of a lot of money just to even have their name said. So, I mean, and they're paying a lot of money, and they were kind of upset that Charlie, number one, got the location wrong.
Bull! I never said the location.
You did too. I have it on tape.
Get it for me. After we're done, get it for me.
Oh, these two can't agree on anything.
He said it. You said Centerville Road. They're not on Centerville Road.
I didn't say Centerville Road. I said in Centerville, next to the theaters.
I would believe Madonna, Charlie.
All right, yes, Don.
And then...
she picks her fights. She would not come in here if she wasn't positive.
I'm surprised he's making an issue out of this knowing you're wrong. Do you know what I mean? Like... I wasn't going to say anything. That's why I wrote the little copy to make sure.
You should have said something before. You said something to an agency.
They asked me.
About me.
When I
walk into the place and that's the first thing I'm hit with is, are you scared and nervous? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Did you say he was scared and nervous?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right, Charlie, what is your rebuttal? Go ahead. I've heard Madonna's side.
Thank you very much, Madonna.
Thank you. And Madonna, beautifully done.
Nicely done.
The rebuttal to this day was... Madonna, actually, no, is there the gentleman, John, you said his name was, the continuity guy?
Yeah.
Okay. He comes by and he says, do you know what you're doing? I said, no one's talked to me. Tammy has talked to me and said that I have the sponsor. I'm to go and do this and that. Other than that, no one has said a word to me. So I have no clue how it's going to go. And I said it just like that. And then you came over, introduced yourself. I think we kind of knew each other just from seeing each other in the hallway. And you had said, is there anything he wants to mention? I said the several things. And that was about it. You came in here, found out how it was going to go, and that was it.
Yeah, the first time wasn't the issue, though. It was last week when you just said the name.
That changed.
When you just said the name.
That changed. Didn't you say the first time how scared and I grabbed you and I was all nervous?
You did. No. On air. I'm talking about on air wasn't an issue. I'm talking about on air last week. What's the problem?
I have no... no
2 weeks ago, you weren't...
Right,
right.
There's no objection with that at all, because you're right.
Okay.
All right, but that had nothing to do with being...
Game, set, match. Madonna.
Thank you very much.
Charlie's looking at you.
You just said she's right.
About last week, I didn't say I was scared.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Scared and nervous. That's the issue I have.
And you guys set him up perfectly mention. They did
two weeks ago.
They set you up perfectly.
So just to recap here, you're agreeing with her about maybe the mess up on the copy. You're disagreeing with her on the characterization of you being scared and nervous.
Exactly.
Okay, so you guys agree on one thing, but you disagree on another. So on
can
that issue...
Pardon me? May I have the copy?
Yes, here it is.
Thank you.
Madonna wrote...
That's just the point.
Beautiful copy for you. Read the first one.
No,
go ahead.
I'm going to read it exactly the way it's presented.
Let me hear the first one. Read it, please.
Number one...
Hey, wait, Charlie, you're rolling tape on this thing.
Do you want number one?
Yep.
Okay. Brought to you by Doc Harry's. The prime rib is the best I have ever had. It's not a rib joint. Doc Harry's is on Multiplex Drive in Centryville. Call Doc Harry's at 703-815-RIBS.
So, okay, first you forgot just. It's not just a rib joint.
She's giving it right back to you, Charlie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Centerville. Would you like to read number two?
Multiplex Drive. Go right ahead.
No, he's only supposed to read one, Madonna.
Yes, he's smart.
No, just one, Madonna. Just one.
A couple weeks ago.
Yes, right. I'm such a big... up. Brought to you by Doc Harry's.
So easily traumatized.
He really is.
You have to go there just for the fried cheesecake.
I'll tell you something. You are going to lose whatever accounts you have by reading spots like this.
You got to go. You got to suck it up. When it comes to...
I'll tell you about the fried cheesecake. This is the most fantastic dessert I've ever had in my life. They take the actual cheesecake and deep fry it with some graham cracker, with some praline sauce and homemade whipped cream.
Rob, we got to go.
It comes out looking like donut holes. It is the most amazing dessert I've ever had.
It's turning into a suck fest now. Enough. Enough
for the client. Nervous doing that one.
Okay, that's cool. Here. What's the name of that place again?
Doc Harry's.
All right, okay. Fantastic.
Thank you, Madonna. Thank you for your insight.
Bye, Madonna.
Thanks, Madonna. You take care of yourself.
My best to Cliff. That is Madonna's husband, Cliff.
Absolutely.
And if you don't think he's a man, you have not met a man until you have met the man who is married to Madonna.
Do you know there's one person at this radio station who enjoys me flying more than you guys do, and it's Madonna. Madonna, did you know that about Madonna, that she'll find her way to me when we're going to like go on a long trip or something and we're going by air, and she'll just say the cruelest, most horrible disaster jokes and just like, have a safe trip.
I told you. Right, she has to wear an athletic supporter.
Good for her.
She has bigger balls, certainly, than anybody that works on the third floor in this building.
Absolutely.
Than any man on the third floor.
Jesus H. Christ.
Mm-hmm. Wrong person to fight with, Charlie. Fight with anybody else back there.
Don't say things that are inaccurate to an agency. Say it to my face.
There you go. All right.
He's digging his heels in, huh?
Mm. Absolutely. Okay.
And do you think,
how are you?
Do you think your little special guy, your bathtub guy, is listening tonight?
Bathtub guy?
You know, what's his name? Charlie Vision. What's the
the boy?
The boy.
I don't know if he knows that it's now going to be Wednesdays, but...
I was just wondering, maybe he is proud of his Uncle Charlie now.
I'm not Uncle Charlie.
Steve.
Steve.
Don't go down that road again. Yeah, that's the line, the edge.
Right.
I did see him on Sunday.
You did?
He had a lacrosse game, yeah. Went up for Mother's Day.
Did you get along with Mommy?
Yeah, we get along actually very, very well.
Is there any chance that you could be Dad someday?
No, that's another one of his failed relationships.
Yes, one of the toilet relationships.
Right. Yeah. So when he played lacrosse?
Many.
Sunday he played lacrosse?
Yeah.
Did he get dirty?
I didn't know. I didn't get that close and inspect him afterwards, Don.
Okay.
You know what happens when you get dirty?
Bath time?
Gotta take a bath.
All right, well, Charlie, now that your problem with Madonna's been worked out,
hold on.
As always, people love talking to Charlie Stossel. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to call that I just to let you know that I usually turn off the radio when Charlie Stossel comes on.
Oh, now come on.
Fine.
No, I'm serious. He ruins every movie for me. He insists on giving away the entire plot of every single movie. Then I don't want to go see it because he gives away the ending.
Now, let me say in Charlie's defense that we have worked for years with Charlie about the TPS, the tedious plot summaries.
That's correct.
And I think that Charlie gives away no more than you see in a trailer.
Absolutely.
I really think so.
Thank you.
I would agree with you. He's wrong about most of the movies he reviews, but at least he doesn't tell you the entire plot.
Like, I remember when he did Mumford, he's like, it's about a guy who does this, but the twist is this, and he goes on and on. You know, I wish they put him in a movie just so they could kill him.
Oh my.
He'd be the character that everybody cheers for when they kill him, and after they kill him, they'd like drop an anvil on his head just so he could hear one more.
Any words like for this guy, Charlie? Anything you'd like to say to this guy?
Nothing that's going to ever get out on the air.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I guess that's it. Thanks a lot, guys.
You used it all up with Madonna.
Bye-bye.
Hey, John, come out of here. Don't sneak out of here.
There is a John the continuity guy.
John was trying to race out of the studio.
This guy.
It wasn't?
No.
Were you in the, when that happened with Charlie, were you a witness to that?
I was walking by the hall, walking down the hall, and I saw her, Madonna and Charlie talking.
Yeah.
I didn't remember the conversation perfectly, but I'm going to have to side with Madonna, too, because I work with her every day.
Okay, fine. As long as that's why. All right, thank you.
So John, I know we've never really spoken on the air, but I think I speak for everyone when I ask, how long have you been in the Hitler Youth?
For about the past 4 years when I decided to come.
Well, you got
to
see this guy. Yeah. This guy is the biggest Nazi-looking guy that works here.
He's got the skinhead thing happening.
He sure does.
Andy Rice recruited him. There you go.
All right, thank you, Johnny.
Bye, John.
Thank you, Johnny.
Let's see. Hold on a second.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Bob Scanlon. Am I on?
Yeah, but you're on an awful telephone, Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in my car phone. I just got back from Iceland. You guys won a trip on your show a couple months ago.
Oh, did you have a good time?
We had a fantastic time.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. It is truly the land of fire and ice.
Oh, beautiful. Well, see, there's another example of someone actually getting the prize they won on this show.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello? I hear you breathing, sir.
No, not anymore.
And then he's gone. Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I love you, man.
No, love you, man.
Hey, I want to say I love you to my wife, Dina. She's pregnant. I'm expecting a kid. Any words of advice?
Pack, drive, and tear out the rearview mirror in your car.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling, EB.
Thank you. Hello.
His wife's name is Dina.
Hello.
She's pregnant.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes.
Mike.
Hi.
Baz and all you guys. I'm going to say something to you that I would only say to one other radio personality in the country. Your arrogance is only exceeded by your intelligence and ability.
Very nice.
Wow. Thank you.
Except you ruined
it. Except you ruined it by saying it, you would also say it to somebody else.
Well, I do have one other person I listen to on the radio, and that's Rush Limbaugh.
Way to ruin a compliment.
I listen on the peak.
Way to ruin a compliment.
Oh, my God.
Christ, way to ruin a compliment.
That's just, you know, it's like you build them up and tear them down.
God damn it.
Sucks.
What an awful compliment. Well, listen, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
I got to do a break now. Can you stay for a break to talk about the movies?
Absolutely.
When is Mission Impossible?
Next Wednesday.
Charlie Stossel, everybody, a beaten man.
I am not beaten.
There he is now. Well, look at him, very low energy after that fight with Madonna.
No, I'm gearing up for the segment.
But he's in a better mood than the last time he was here. Last time he was very bitter and angry. Today
I'm
he
never
seems to be very, very calm.
Want to talk to a girl who you've taken out before?
No.
They always call in. Hello, Natalie.
Tell Madonna to get off of him. He's awesome.
Hey, somebody's supporting you, Charlie. I mean, you didn't expect that.
He's handsome. Not only handsome, but charming and sweet. And
Hold on. Charlie Stossel?
That's right.
Charlie Stossel, the movie man.
That's right. I've been out on a date with him before. He was a perfect...
He's a wonderful man. Natalie, did you say handsome?
Yes, he is handsome.
You don't have a hose attached to your tailpipe of your car right now.
That whole commish look. He's a cutie.
I am not the commish
look.
Maybe when I had 50 more pounds on me.
No, I want to hear Rob. Bob Collar whore.
When you went out with Charlie, when you went out with Charlie, where did it go wrong?
I moved.
Yeah, she moved. She moved to Richmond.
But see, he's so amazing. I mean, I can't believe all those girls are calling.
Wasn't she a hottie?
He sounds like
from
a nice
guy. From
what
I recall, she was really cute.
So a nice guy.
All right, I have one final question for you.
What do you mean from what you recall?
It was a long time ago.
Really? How did Charlie get along with your seeing eye dog?
Oh, come on. I actually called this show a long time ago. I was a 21-year-old hottie. I mean, I was a hottie.
Oh, I remember. Oh, this was the turbo hottie.
They're all in their early 20s, it seems.
Yeah, all the girls you strike out with.
Yeah. Hello. Natalie? Hello, darling.
That
Peggy.
Was Natalie.
That Peggy.
Was
Natalie.
Okay.
Is it Peggy?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I think that she should have not said anything to the guy, even if he was nervous.
Somebody's supporting this. The See? Second woman supporting you.
Women
Charlie.
Love Stossel.
They do. Mm-hmm.
They don't love him enough, but they do love him. All right, thank you, Peggy.
Thank you, Peggy.
Sure.
Thank you, darling.
Bye-bye.
Well, see, now you're running more pro than con today on the show.
I'm 3-2.
So you should feel good about that. You should feel bad about the fact that Wendell Hall's doing better than you are now.
Yeah, do you know that Wendell met a girl on the show last week, took her out?
Yeah, I
aces.
Heard.
Aces.
I heard.
Absolutely
good
aces.
For Wendell. I'm very happy for
you
him.
You should see him. He's no longer depressed, sitting out on the corner all moody.
You make it sound like that's what I do every night.
Well, he's a beautiful redhead that he's dating.
I do not sit out on the corner. I have plenty of things to do.
What'd you do last night?
Softball. And then I had way too much beer after the game.
Oh, you did. So you had a good time.
Yes.
You take anybody home?
Just myself.
Just
what am I going to do? Come on, guys. Let's go home.
Oh, was the men's softball? Was
yeah.
it co-ed?
No.
Okay.
Just another night at home.
Passed out from alcohol.
Yeah, but before
half
you...
Half in, half out of my front door.
So before you passed out...
Charlie just flagging it.
Oh, you're killing me.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, goodness.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hola. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
How y'all doing? I just want to make a comment about the guy that called him his wife pregnant.
Yes, sir.
You guys forgot to suggest to give him the honeymoon stitch.
Right. Thank you, sir. All right. Goodbye. Listen, Charlie, stand by. We will talk about movies and more with Charlie right after.
Story of a girl.
They're smart. They're funny. They're just not quite as handsome as Mikey Rockhead, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
When she's...
All right. Let's talk movies now with Chuck Stossel. And this will be Charlie's new date, incidentally. I know we've had him on Fridays.
Yeah.
Now he will be on... Why do you look like such a sad sack today?
I'm not sad at all. I went outside, and because I've learned this on the weekend from the programming, I got my B12 shot, and I'm ready to go.
You got a B12 shot?
I'm kidding.
Are you no. just...
You look sucky programming on the weekend.
You looked down when I was looking at you. Okay.
No, I'm fine.
So this is a new day for Charlie.
I have to disagree. I think the last time he was in here, he was... I can always tell... He's much more... You seem like you're not as angry as you were
it's
the last
middle
time
of the week. Maybe that's it.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't hit the skids at the end of the week.
All right, so what's new in the theaters this weekend, Charlie?
Friday, Dinosaur. We'll start with that, the Disney film. Which, here's Disney taking a very big chance. They would always have that end of June slot where they would put their brand new family animated film. Mm-hmm. Aladdin, Mulan, Lion King, all these movies.
All your favorites.
Yes. Now,
all
Beauty
the characters,
and the Beast,
all the figurines.
Now, they pushed this one, this Dinosaur movie, back to Memorial Day, actually the weekend before Memorial Day. So they're taking a chance with the release date. This is about a dinosaur who grows up with a bunch of lemurs.
What are lemurs?
They're like monkeys. In we all like monkeys in prehistoric times, and he has to become one of them.
Lemur.
It's not animation, right? It's like that computer animation.
It looks a lot like. Remember that Discovery Channel show that was maybe 3 weeks ago about dinosaurs?
I watched a little of that.
It looks a lot like that.
It's kind of cool, and kids love. And my kids love dinosaurs.
One thing about this movie, there are no songs in it, no singing, no music whatsoever, and it's very intense. If you have kids that are 3 and 4 years old, this is not like taking them to see Lion King. It is a little bit like Jurassic Park. Not quite as, I think, intense as Jurassic Park, but it's up there.
All right, so how many porcelain
dolls?
My kids
enjoyed Gladiator last weekend.
You're a good parent.
How many porcelain dolls do you give dinosaurs?
Three.
Three.
Not bad. It's not bad.
So you like it. Okay.
Not bad.
What else?
The movie of the week, though, is Road Trip.
The With Tom Green.
With Tom Green and this other actor called Breckenmeyer. He was best known for being Clueless as the kind of stoner guy.
Oh, right, the guy with the skateboard, right?
Yes. Okay,
oh,
this guy.
I hate that guy.
He has a girlfriend trying to do a long-distance relationship where he is at Ithaca College and she is in Austin. And he inadvertently, not he, but inadvertently, Tom Green mails off a sex tape of him. He has to then try to intercept the tape by getting to Austin before the mail does. But I tell you, this is a movie that's going to make Tom Green a movie guy. He steals the show. He tells the whole story. He's a tour guide, and he's taking these kids around, showing them the college. They're saying how bad and how sucky he is as a tour guide. And he goes, "Would you like to hear a story?" And it's MTV. "Would you like to hear a story?" "Sure." So he gathers him around. He starts telling the story of this. And, of course, he tells it his own way. At one point, there are all these topless women standing around a bathroom just talking. And somebody goes, "Wait, wait, wait." And you go back to Tom Green telling the story. And she goes, "You know, women don't stand around like this." And he goes, "Let me tell you something. In my story, they do. So if you don't like it, you can just get up and leave." Now, let me get back to the story.
So you think he's going to be a new star?
I think that is a killer Tom Green impression, incidentally, Charlie.
Just
stellar Tom Green impression.
Thank you. There's no sarcasm in that.
Felt like I was watching Tom Green.
You did.
Yes.
Very funny movie. He has an obsession with feeding a python, which will have people rolling.
Did you think this was funny?
Yes, this is American Pie. This is the American Pie for this year.
All right, how many
forced adults? Well paced. Ivan Reitman produced it. He obviously has a big slate of movies behind him, Ghostbusters, Animal House. So it's going to do very well.
Also, Runaway Bride, though, I think. Wasn't that Ivan Reitman?
Gary. That was Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus.
Gary Marshall.
Right, okay.
There you go.
God, Runaway Bride.
That's movies this week.
Funny you mention that. That was a suck fest.
Runaway Bride?
Yeah. I liked Runaway Bride.
How could you possibly... You know, you say that... Are you serious?
Not as much as I like Notting Hill.
Runaway Bride, and I am a Julia Roberts fan, was a suck fest. Most contrived movie I've ever seen.
Contrived.
I forced my wife to leave that. I was going, "Please, let's go. Please, let's go. Please, let's go."
Listen, Mission Impossible is probably the only movie this summer that I'm looking forward to seeing.
Yeah.
Have you seen it yet?
Parts of it. Haven't seen the whole thing. What I have seen, it's not as confusing as the last one. Just do this very quickly. I was gonna wait till next week. But very John Woo. This is Face Off all over again, with Tom Cruise doing all the stunts, the slow motion bullets, and you see the cartridges flying out of the gun when he has two guns in his hand and falling down. A lot of Matrix looking special effects in the film, but it's going to be the summer movie. $70 million opening weekend. Either.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I was talking with somebody about the original Mission Impossible over the weekend about how much I liked it, and I think it was my brother-in-law said to me, "I didn't understand it.
It's confusing."
And I said to him, "Well, you're an idiot." And then my wife said to me, "No, you're an idiot. Don't you remember? It's only because I've seen Mission Impossible, like on DVD, 100 times, that now I understand it. When I first saw it in the theater, I was lost. Also,
this
was like it was okay,
much more of an action movie than how the original one had all the plot twists and just the betrayals right in
the subterfuge.
This is 100% an action movie.
All right.
Mission Impossible.
Beautiful. Thank you, Charlie.
All right, guys. That's it?
Right, that's it for you.
All righty.
Thanks, Charlie. For you.
Good luck. Go say hi to Madonna on your way out.
Bye-bye. There he is. Love-struck Charlie Stossel.
Yep.
Lizard love he is.
One of these days, maybe he'll have a date.
I'm trying to play his music here, Rob, but apparently it's either uncute or stuck. I'm getting nothing there. Put it back in.
Burned pretty bad.
Oh, is it burned? Oh.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico. Here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Well, there he was. He doesn't have his movie.
Is that the bum bum?
Yeah.
Bum bum. Bum bum. Bum bum.
Right. We just did this for
it's pretty good.
Yes.
Man, we are good.
And we thank you. We thank you. Okay, we're up on a break now. So Tapping Touch Tones right there. Time for a call 100. Secrets. Secrets. You're just doing the touch tone.
Thank you.
Okay. So Tapping Touch Tones right there. Or, Chris, you so beautifully put it. Be the 100th caller now for a shot at $500. Call Toya, call Lisa, 877-365-3636.
The writing is delicious. Laugh it up. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the hottest boy band with gays?
I'm going to say it's NSYNC.
Yep.
That's what I figured.
They're favorites. But you wouldn't eat the amazing appeal of boy bands to gays.
Mm-hmm.
No surprise.
Yes. That hordes of adoring young gal. They're gaga over NSYNC. Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees.
But the boy bands are also rocking the socks off a growing legion of gay men.
I like the whole concept of boy bands. You'd be shocked to see who's buying their records, says Kate Gressler, who works at Sam Goody's in New York City.
Really?
It's about 40% gay.
No.
Gay fans are also flocking to snatch up concert tickets.
Did you say snatch up?
I scream and shout and act all crazy if I get tickets to a boy band concert. Gushes one male 27-year-old groupie.
Fantastic.
Another young gay man adds, I'm an NSYNC-aholic. So is University of Southern California student Tyson Stevens, who explains the attraction by saying, I just love the popness of boy groups.
The what?
The popness.
The popness, like P-O-P-N-E-S-S?
Yes. It doesn't hurt that the boys in the band are hot. Oh.
Super hot, turbo hot.
He also says that Justin Timberlake is simply the cutest guy in any group I've ever seen.
Break me off a piece of that.
And the boy bands don't seem to mind that gays are cropping up among their fans.
Their money's green.
One gay fan whose devotion to the bands has become an obsession tells about the time he and a group of his gay friends saw the Backstreet Boys in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They high-fived us and gave us tons of attention throughout the show.
High five!
Let go.
We were hooked.
I told Kevin, who's a member of the Backstreet Boys, about their videos being played in gay clubs, and he seemed genuinely interested.
Really?
The Backstreet Boys never seemed uncomfortable about the whole gay thing.
Of course not. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. Hello, Justin.
A fan.
Can I tell you something?
A fan is a fan is a fan.
A fan is a fan is a fan. You know that? I know that. It's the way we feel. We have fans of the gay community, and we encourage them. We hope this show is being played in gay clubs everywhere.
You know, I don't like, though, that Britney Spears, a little trampy whore.
Oh, she is. She thinks that red outfit does her justice. I disagree completely.
It was so dreamy.
Oops, I did it again. What a silly lyric.
Mark Anthony.
Oh, Jesus.
I just wish he'd take his sunglasses off.
Jesus.
Earlier in the show.
I would pitch or catch.
Oh, it is just wonderful.
Either way.
Oh. And I'll tell you, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Thank you, Julio Iglesias, for giving us your son. Thank you.
He's dreamy. Enrique.
I love Enrique.
Enrique.
And, of course, the gods, Dean. The man that started it all. Hello, Mr. Ricky Martin.
R.M.
Hello, R.M.
Living. La Vida Loca.
R.M.
Oh.
How about an A.F.?
Oh, my.
Ready, willing, able.
Hello. My name is DG, and I would like to AF with RM, and I don't care if BSB is there.
That's Backstreet Boys.
This is M.O.
Hey, hello, M.O.
It's nice to see you, and I'd like to AF with the BSB. All of them. Bingo.
Come on, Buzz, play.
I enjoy...
No.
Gotta give your initials.
First, you have to say hi. This is...
This is BB. And I enjoy 98 Degrees.
No. You have to go the whole way. What do you want to do to 98 Degrees?
Hey, ask him, of course.
Something that makes whatever we're doing a little bit worse when Buzz gets involved. What I mean is...
suddenly it becomes not so funny. I don't mean that as a put-down. Suddenly I realize what we're really doing. Buzz participates. It's like when you and I are doing it, we're just kidding around. Then we get Buzz to do it, suddenly it becomes valid.
It's kind of forced labor, too. Yeah. Very, very strange.
It's tawdry.
Very weird moment there.
It comes very easily to you and I, though.
Hello, I'm M.O. And I'd like to A.F. E.I.
Oh, Enrique Iglesias.
Thank you.
All right, I've got one for you.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. This is DG. I would like to V.A.F.
Oh, it's always V with you.
Violently.
Oh, God.
I would like to V.A.F.
Oh, it's violent.
See if you can come up with this one.
Violence.
C.B.
C.D.
C.D. He's not a singer.
But he's involved in the music business.
He's involved in the music business.
But the V-A-F-M.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Is he on television?
Yes.
I know who you're talking about.
Carson Daly.
There he is. Yes, I forgot a mental block.
I would like, this is DG, I would like to ATF CD on TRL. What do you think about that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
You're the winner of the initial game. Tough to get. You got TRL in there. No one can do that. Absolutely. Oh, man. Hello?
Okay, you got one?
This is M.O.
Hello, M.O.
And I would really like to AFBP if we could get J.A. out of the way.
All right, now you're going to have to give me a moment.
Rob's got it now already.
Who is it, Rob?
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
That's a good one. Thank you, Robert Spiewak.
That's a good one.
You're in simpatico with him.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
I'm M.O.
How am I supposed to compete with that?
And I'd like to have some fried cheesecake with R.S.
With Rob Spiewak.
But I will never say A.F.
Even for comedy.
Thank you.
Let's clear these lines out right now.
Super duper.
It's about hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello there.
Hello, who's this?
This would be Matt.
Oh, I'm just looking at a picture right now of the star of the X-Files.
D.D.
I don't know if I'd want to AF D.D.
Oh, are you out of your mind?
I just don't know.
So many TV stars. But I'd like to AF. Demo, I'd like to AF. R.S.
All right, with that, you've lost me now.
This is, I'll do the whole thing for you.
Okay.
This is M.O.
Okay.
I'd like to A.F.
A.F. Who?
You've got to put that A there. Otherwise, it sounds tawdry.
V.A.F.
I'll tell you. No, that's your style, Pally. This is M.O. I'd like to A.F. R.S. And M.Y.P.D. B.
Oh, Ricky.
Thank you.
Ricky Schrader.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He is all.
Absolutely. All right. Here's one from Must-See TV on Thursday. Hello, this is DG.
Hi, DG.
I'd like to VAF DHP. You got it, Robbie?
Yeah, I got it. I've got it, too.
Who is it?
If it hide Pierce.
It sure is.
Bravo.
It sure is.
I'd like to, this is M.O., and I'd like to AFBD.
Bulldog! Oh, Bulldog.
Thank you.
Forgot that was a Thursday night favorite.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, now here's one.
Yes.
From late night.
Mm-hmm.
Late night television.
Yes.
Hi, right, this is DG.
I know.
I'd like to VAF COB. While he's on NBC. COB, I'm lost. Conan O'Brien.
Oh, I'm sorry, because I thought you were going to go with CK.
Oh, Craig Kilborn.
Yes, of course. He's the only one worth AFing on late night.
All right, if we're talking about ESPN. Hello, this is DG. I would like to VAF DP from ESPN.
DP. Oh, Dan Patrick. This is M.O. I'd like to spend some time in AF. KM.
What's the channel? What's the show?
ESPN.
Okay, hold on. KM. KM. You lost. Oh, Kenny May.
Thank you. I like just looking at you, mm-hmm. Waiting until you get it. Hey, what's the deal with that hair? What is the deal with that hair on him?
Hello, this is DG. I'd like the VAF. CS
from ESPN. This is such an easy one.
Charlie Steiner. You
know,
that's
just,
right.
You have to go through the letters. Now, the pool boy.
Hello, Charlie.
Charlie Steiner.
Charlie Steiner. Like a VAFM.
Oh, super duper.
Hey, are you still there?
Oh.
Yes.
Just one more, please, for okay. ESPN.
Okay, go ahead.
ESPN specialty coverage now, okay?
Okay.
You might not know.
Okay.
Zemo, and I'd like to AF... PG.
Peter Gammon. Thank you. I had no hesitation. No waiting.
Peter Gammon. No waiting.
Super.
Have you seen the ad that they have?
Hard to drop this after we've been doing it for a while.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the ad for ESPN for baseball tonight?
Right.
Where they have one of their dopey announcers come in and they're reliving a scene from Bull Durham.
Yeah.
Where the guy comes through the door and the ESPN announcer's got like a baseball uniform on. And he says that thing that Kevin Costner says where he says, I like
Long Way Kisses. Yeah.
And they've got a figure who's obviously Susan Sarandon, because you only see it from the back with the red wig. And they turn around and it's Peter Gammon wearing the wig.
Couldn't put a better guy in a wig on ESPN.
That's a good spot.
Got to give them credit for that.
Listen, who is this, please?
This is Matt. I'm not a major effing star, but I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. Matt, where are you calling from?
Reno, Nevada.
Beautiful. Listening on KPLY. You have also won an advanced copy of the soon-to-be-released VHS copy of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Right.
Available soon in a digitally remastered format. Look for it on sale at video stores everywhere. But wait, there's more. You've also qualified for this week's grand prize on Friday. We're giving away a trip for two to Los Angeles to tour the Warner Brothers Studios, courtesy of WB50 and ATA Airlines. Watch an all-new Buffy next Tuesday night on the WB.
Excellent.
I've got another one for you.
Go ahead, fire away. We're waiting for your initial.
This is from Fox Sports.
Fox Sports.
Fox Sports.
Okay.
Hi, this is DG.
Hi. I hope it's who I'm thinking
I
of.
Know it is. Well, why don't I just say it right now?
I want to say it together. Let's see if we've got it right, okay?
One, two, three.
HL!
How we lost. He's so goddamn dreamy.
Oh, getting an ice cream headache on that one. God. HL.
Is there any doubt?
A little scary that we did that simultaneously.
How we log when we've seen him up close.
Absolutely.
Damn, he's gorgeous.
Not TB, though.
Oh.
Terry Bradshaw, no.
Please,
no.
Absolutely not. And not CC either.
No.
Chris Collinsworth.
Please.
All right, here's one about a little man from the world of sports. A very tiny, diminutive man.
Very good.
Hello, this is DG. I'd like to VAF, although if I VAF'd him, he'd probably fall apart. BC.
BC.
Think tiny. Tiny, small. I could put him right in my pocket. I could put him right in my pocket. Right in my front pants pocket. I buy me twig and berries.
BC. Tiny, tiny, tiny.
Very tiny. Very small.
This is tough. And what network?
NBC.
NBC.
Do you give?
I give.
Bob Costas.
Oh, okay, of course.
Very tiny Bob Costas.
Because when you're thinking small and tiny on NBC, I'm thinking of that announcer we always have on the show, but I mental
Jim Gray.
Jim Gray.
Jim Gray.
Oh, yes. Gray. Gray. A little shade of gray.
Are you ready to go for $500?
You bet.
Okay, secret sound right now. Here we go for $500. We will play you the sound. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
R-G.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There is the sound, a common everyday sound, a sound not heard often by listeners of this show. You correctly identify it and you walk away with $500.
And the odds are in my favor. Yeah.
For $500, who is that? What is that? I'm sorry.
The sound of a laptop computer being closed.
No.
Oh boy. We're sorry.
No, thank you, though. Thank you. Thank you. You know what, Lisa? You can put some of those people through now. I think people were calling in and they wanted to try to stump us.
Excellent.
On some of the AF.
All right, stump the AF.
I'll give you a prize if you can stump us, but you just can't, like, say, from the world of movies, you have to be a little more specific, okay?
Let's see if we can do it.
Okay, so...
It's very exciting.
Buzz, why don't you give us one first while we're waiting for some calls?
Just he's just going to throw out the initials or the whole sentence?
Well, he has to give us a... You know, like if Buzz is a caller,
okay.
I say it's either from like Fox Sports or from an NBC TV show and what night it's on.
All right, very good.
Or from action movies.
Are you going to say AF?
No, he's going to say SS.
So Sylvester Stallone.
Steven Seagal.
Two SS.
Hey, they both work.
That's great. Of course, you've got CN.
Oh, Chuck Norris.
Very good, absolutely. And JC.
And BW.
Bruce Willis, but hold on, I'm still working on JC. Oh, James Caan?
And JCVD.
Oh, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
And Jackie Chan.
Hello,
James Caan.
Hello. Turn down your radio, please.
Oh, sorry, Don.
That's okay. Are you going to play? Are you going to play the AF game? Okay, let's play.
How about KR?
From what?
From an action movie.
Keanu Reeves.
Do what?
Keanu Reeves.
You're too, that's one of them.
You're too good at it.
Is that wrong?
Well,
Keanu Reeves is KR.
How about Kurt Russell?
Why are you saying wrong, Rob? Why are you saying wrong? You're confusing me. You're really getting me angry.
Sorry, I thought he was going for Kurt Russell.
All right, well, just give us one at a time, please.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Bitch.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Jesus. Yes, hello.
Hello. Yes, from the government, I would like to AFVAFJR.
Oh, Janet Reno.
Yes, he's so manly.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can I talk to Don and Mike?
You're talking to us right now.
Hi, this is AW, and I want an AFRD.
But you have to tell us what line of the world RD is from.
Radio disc jockey.
Is it Rick Dees?
Dees nuts!
Oh, boy, do it in the middle of a bit. He did it.
You
he got us.
It. You ruined it.
I know, he spoiled the mood.
God damn you, you ruined it for us. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, hello.
We're doing a brand new bit, the AF game.
Yes, we're concentrating on initials.
Okay.
A movie just out.
A movie just out.
AFTG.
TG, a movie that's just out.
TG.
TG. The only TG that comes to mind is Tom Gavin.
I know.
TG, movie just out. Give us more, give us more, give us more.
Is it Tom Green?
Yeah.
Tom Green. See, if I was to say movie just out, I'd say RC.
Oh,
excuse me, I got a hot flash.
Who's RC?
Who's RC? You're asking me who RC is?
Yeah, who?
Well, he's America's favorite gladiator.
Oh, right, Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Joe.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Now, I like to AFDN all night long.
You like to AF who?
DN.
DN.
All
you,
night
oh,
long.
Oh, D's nuts. Will you stop it, please?
No, it's not. Who?
You're doing a D's nuts joke.
Well, then fine.
Well, and fine.
Right about that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to know what happened to Don and Mike. It is 5:30 in the afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are Ron and Fez.com doing on now?
Touche.
Thank you, Sailor.
Touche. That's a funny call.
That is a funny
that's
call.
A very funny call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, DG.
Yes.
ML.
Hi.
MG here.
Hi, MG.
Hi, MG.
I'd like to, from NBC, last night, love VAF, DS.
Okay, give me the last initials again.
DS. S is in Sam.
DS, and that's from last night on NBC.
That's right.
What was on last night? What was last night? Last night was
Tuesday.
You mean David Spade?
David Spade, that's right, and he's a hole punch.
David Spade from Just Shoot Me.
Super duper, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I only think of one person on that particular show.
GF?
Yes,
George Segal.
GF and his you. It's ukulele.
Hello, Don and Mike Joe.
Hi, am I on?
Yes.
Hi, this is DG.
Hi, DG.
I'd like to AF MFR from PBS.
Mr. Fred Rogers.
That is correct, sir.
Excellent. You picked up on that rapidly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to AFBB from sports.
BB from sports, you have to be more specific about the sports.
Flamboyant.
BB. Announcer, sports star, what?
Sports star.
What sport?
It'll give it away.
Was it BB or DB?
It's a cold sport, BB.
It must be from ice hockey. BB? Or is that from skating? What do you mean, Brian Botano?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not even really an athlete. No. You know what? If people don't get this game, they're not going to be allowed to play this game.
I'm getting angry.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hi, this is MS.
Hello, MS.
And I'd like to BB from ESPN DS.
DS?
DS. Very obscure.
Sounds like you're calling from a man's anus, for goodness sake. Awful reception.
Very, very obscure. Can you get it?
Are the initials DS?
DS.
D as in David, S as in Sam?
Yes, sir.
I have no idea. Who is it?
Dick Schaap.
Oh.
Do you have my prize?
Yes, give this guy the prize.
He gets the prize.
Give this guy the Buffy the Vampire Slayer prize.
Yes, thank you.
Dick Schaap and all of the sports reporters.
Yeah, and CB, of course.
Who's that?
Boomer.
Chris Berman. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, who is this, please?
This is FM.
Yes, FM.
I'd like to AF CH, Major Motion Picture.
CH, Charlton Heston.
Huh?
Charlton Heston.
No.
Not Charlton Heston.
CH. Turn down your radio or whatever that annoying noise is.
No.
Corey Haim?
Yes.
Wow.
That was the stab in the dark.
It sure was.
Wow, what were we thinking? Talk about being on the same wavelength.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Jesus.
Hello. Not his friend CF, though.
Oh.
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman.
Dirty. Hello. I'm Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, DM?
Yes.
Hi, this is JM.
Hello, JM.
I'd like to AFJP from a Goodfellas movie.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Now you're officially ruining it.
You're just spoiling it. People that just love to spoil things.
Hello.
Hi, DM. Hi, MO. How you going?
Hi, DM.
Hello, DM.
Okay. I'm like AFQS. He was in a drama, and he will be appearing in Friends on Thursday night.
Tom Selleck.
Oh, okay.
Way to go, DM. You've got exquisite taste there.
Oh, I know, Mike.
Dennis, you know what? Hold on, all right, let's stop talking gay for a second.
All right, very good.
Just for a moment, let's stop talking gay.
For a moment. We'll pick it back up for the rest of the show.
We could. Imagine, the show could have gone two ways today. We either could have spent all 4 hours yelling about how much we hate it here.
Right.
Or we could spend 4 hours being gay talking about who we want to AF.
I know, it's fascinating exercise, it really is.
Sure is. Hello, welcome to Mood Swing 106.7.
You know, that doing that really works well on a variety of levels. You know, there's comedy, there's sincerity there.
Listen, Dennis, here's a thought I have for you.
Yes, Don, can I help you?
Yes, it is a project that I have in mind for you.
Okay.
Dennis Murphy, major effing star.
Hold on, you have a project? Yeah.
Now,
yes.
It's a project that requires some help.
Okay.
Here's my thought.
Okay.
It's prom time.
Uh-huh.
And I know in our listening audience, there's got to be a girl who, for whatever reason, cannot get a date to her prom. You know, whether she's missed a lot of time because she was out of school, or, you know, she's got bad skin, or...
Well, she's ugly.
She's ugly. You know, whatever the reason, she just doesn't have a date to take her to the prom. I would like to volunteer the services of Mr. Dennis Murphy.
Hi there, guys.
To take a young girl to her prom. Now,
Dennis, I hope you know that due to many, many state laws, this is simply going to be you're just going to be a chaperone.
Already a step ahead of you.
Okay.
It's already been instructed to me that because of many situations, including Mark Shimura effing his baby sister.
Right.
Babysitter.
Right.
Baby sister.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that situation, if a girl was to want Dennis to take her to the prom, the mother or the father would have to attend.
Okay.
And the mother or father would have to call in to volunteer their daughters as the sacrifice for Dennis Murphy.
Okay, very good.
So now listen, I know that this is weird, and maybe you mom and dad, you don't want to come to, you know, come face to face with the fact that your lovely little daughter can't get a date for the prom.
Right.
However, we could promise your daughter a wonderful evening, including a stretch limousine, dinner at our favorite restaurant, the world famous Washington, D.C. Palm.
Look at the palm.
Yes, a dozen beautiful roses.
And you're also, Dennis, did you go to your prom?
You know what? My football coach had assigned me a gig.
Oh, so you did go to your prom?
Yeah, but my football coach had to come in to go with me.
So listen, here's the deal. Moms, dads, you got a daughter out there. I think we'll probably cut it off like it's a junior prom.
Okay.
I know that these days, even at my son's school, they have like a freshman prom and stuff like that. That's too young.
Mm-hmm.
I think either the junior prom or the senior prom. If you have a daughter who doesn't have a date for her prom, and if you'd like to make her evening complete by sending her with Major Effing Star Dennis Murphy.
And I'll give her a free t-shirt.
Oh, boy, you're a generous sort.
Way to go, Dennis. What you should do now, moms and dads, is call us. You know, let me clear through these lines. Hold on, Dennis.
Okay.
Very good.
Hold on, because I think we have nothing but people who now want to play the gay game.
Yeah.
And we got to clear through the lines now so we can get any moms or dads.
Right.
Because think about the evening for your wonderful daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly will know nothing will happen since you'll have to be there, like in the car with them when they go to the prom.
Supervising the entire evening.
Right, and, you know, it's Dennis.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, if your daughter wants something, a memory that she'll treasure for the rest of her life.
Can you picture that?
He is a star. You are technically going to the prom with a star.
With a major effing star.
Absolutely.
And we'll follow him in with, a video camera and stuff like that and document it and give Dennis a tape recorder to play everything back on the radio.
Absolutely.
So we need, we need that one special girl who needs a break for her prom.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just clear through these lines because every single line is on hold right now. Hello?
Hello, DG. M.O.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, we have to go quickly now because we're off the top.
Okay, I'd like to VAF TV's AM.
TV's AM.
What type of TV?
Comedy.
TV's AM.
Yes.
I'm stumped. How about you?
I'm totally stumped.
Who is it?
Al Molinaro.
Oh, too old.
Too old. I'm
too
sorry.
Old, boo.
Too old. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hello, this is Cody Gifford, and I'd like the VAF from the World of Music, GF.
GF?
GF is in Sam.
GF from the World of Music. What genre of music?
Rock pop.
Rock pop. GF. It wouldn't be George Strait. He's a country singer.
No.
That's funny, though. George Strait.
Strait. Super.
Now, I don't know. Who is it?
Gordon Sumner. Sting.
Too obscure.
Boom.
Ah.
Too obscure. Everybody's ruining this game.
Destroying it.
I liked it better when we just played.
Absolutely.
You and me.
I know. It's much better like that.
Hello, Dynamite.
Hi, this is PB.
Yes, PB.
I'd like to have a BM on Radio's RL.
Rush Limbaugh.
Somebody's taking it to a new height.
That's a wonderful new twist, though.
And I'm probably not alone in that.
I'd like to take a BM on RL.
But, it can be, I don't know whether it necessarily is something that's a pleasurable experience. Somebody's just making a statement.
Hello, John and Mike's show.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, this is HR, and I'd like to AF, H, or SH, from the sports world.
SH, you've got to be more specific than just the sports world.
He's football, ex-football.
Ex-football?
Yes.
SH? What team?
I think it was the Giants.
SH? Sam Huff?
Yes.
Sam Huff. Oh, Rob got that one. It's Sam
Too
Huff.
Too old again.
Everybody's ruined this game.
Thank you.
We're over with this game. Goodbye. We're done with this game. Everybody's ruined it now.
Thanks to Sam Huff and Al Molinaro.
Hello, you've ruined it.
I would like to do just the last one, please. I think you'll appreciate it.
All right, last chance.
From CBS Television this week, I'd like to AFJC.
No, no.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, dear.
No. Oh, my.
I feel lovely.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
Oh, my.
You people.
My, oh, my.
Thank God you take it to the next level.
You certainly do.
You're all like little mini shock jocks out there.
Everybody wants to be a shock jock.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
I'm from the WNEW area, and I'd like to guess at the secret sound. I also have a question for Buzz.
All right, what's your question for Buzz?
My question for Buzz is that he ran an article about a month or two ago about Superman and about the fact that Stan Lee was going to go over to DC Comics and going to revamp everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I have not found hide nor hair of that particular information on stanlee.net or on any of the other comic sites.
Have you not heard the disclaimer that we run about Buzz's news?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Listen.
He made it up.
Oops. Okay.
No, actually,
I still like to guess the secret sound, though.
No, I know that was in the newspaper, right?
It was in USA Today. It was in a number of places. I don't know what the release date is on that book that Stan Lee is working on, but it is in the works.
So you should keep checking the website.
Absolutely.
All right. Are you really calling from New York?
Yes, I am from Wappingers Falls, New York, which is right between Fishkill and Poughkeepsie.
All right, beautiful.
Been through that town many times.
All right, because you actually had the fortitude to call, even though you can't hear the show live, we will give you a shot at the $500. What is your name?
My name is Justin.
All right, Justin. Good luck.
Caller, name this sound.
And listen, we do this with folks from New York since they don't have the opportunity to call in.
That's right.
At the normal time for the concert.
Mm-hmm.
So, Justin, this is for you for $500.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes, what is it?
It's the sound of a baseball hitting a baseball bat.
No, we're sorry.
Sorry, goodbye, Justin.
John, can I give you a consolation prize?
What?
I have a porno magazine bequeathed to me from one of my friends, which is completely in French. And I know that you guys had recently learned some French curse words.
Goodbye.
The last thing I want is some guy's used porno.
Oh, man, it's getting weird out there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
Been wanting to talk to y'all.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, I invented these nuts about 10 years ago, and y'all been using my line. And I'm just trying to find out what's going on with all that on the impersonator.
Out now.
Yes, sweep them away.
Clear them out.
Clean them, disinfect them.
Toya, take off your Jimmy J. Walker hat and just wipe everybody clean.
Absolutely.
Let's just see if there's any moms or dads who would like to have Dennis take their daughter to the prom.
With the daughter's permission, probably.
Yes, yeah.
You know, unless you know, there's some sick parent wants to play a cruel joke on their daughter.
You know, unless your daughter's just a real beast. And, frankly, she'd be glad to go with anybody. Phone number is 877-365-3636.
Hello.
Great. I mean, she comes to mind.
Yeah.
So if you want to, you know, have Dennis take your daughter to the prom, call us right now. We'll be right back.
They're just men, flesh and bone. The Don and Mike Show.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Tomorrow and Friday, both days, we will be coming to you from New York and the studios of WNUW.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
A little special treat tomorrow. I'll tell you about that tomorrow. Working on Dennis Murphy, going to a prom.
Yeah, well, he said he went to one, so he does have experience going to prom.
Right now. Well, you know what? Hold on, before we get to that, there's another guy from New York calling for the secret sound, but we just had someone try it.
Well, that same thing happened yesterday, and you said, you know, one a day, really.
Yeah, or at least one in an hour.
Yeah.
Hey, is this Mike?
Yes.
On the New Jersey Turnpike. Mike, we just had a guy from New York call.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Try again later.
All right.
Thank you, though, my friend. Thank you. All right. Now, listen.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no.
I cannot attest to the validity of the guys who are calling in now saying that they want their daughters to go to the prom with Dennis.
It's all guys?
Yes.
That's interesting.
All guys. Let's start here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Buster from Ocean City.
Yes, Buster.
I want to have my daughter get a date with Dennis Murphy.
Why?
Well, she's gotten around the school a whole lot, right? And all the guys know that.
Damn, I want to tell you something. First off, I don't believe you.
Right.
I want to tell you something. I can see right through Lisa's pants.
Where'd she go? Well, how did you just see her just walk by?
No, she's coming back in the building.
See right through him?
I mean, She might as well not be wearing any pants.
It's true.
I mean, the outline of her butt and her butt cheeks and her butt crack in those pants.
Is she wearing a thong? Did we determine that?
Yes.
You said that at the beginning. She is wearing a thong.
Well, based on when she bent over in the office before...
Has she confirmed it, though?
At least, come here for a minute. I mean, I'm telling you, I just saw her walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she just went out to get some cigarettes or something. She's coming in.
For all of us.
And I looked outside, and Jesus Christ, it just looked like a buttock walking. Yeah.
Here comes Lisa.
Those pants you have on are incredibly tight.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
That's funny. I was just walking in, and I heard something about underwear. Are they talking about me?
But we were talking about you earlier in the show as far as whether that... Is that a thong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A thong.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Very tight.
Is that good?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's...
doesn't that thing go up your dookie, though?
It's supposed to. Actually, one of my sisters always wears thongs, and when I was younger, I didn't understand because it was kind of a... I didn't understand it anyway, so it takes a little getting used to. It feels like you always have a wedgie, and then, wow, I feel like...
It's natural.
Yeah, I don't have any underwear on, but...
Well, you know, I'm going to try one.
I think it would look really good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mike, I can loan you one.
Oh, Rob, that's right. You've got several.
Yeah, I buy it from the Big and Tall Men store.
And you're set for your mission tomorrow, right?
Oh, I'm ready to go.
Okay, good. All right.
I said to somebody, or actually a couple people earlier, I'm sorry you won't see me because I'm going to look so good.
So wholesome tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
Kathy Lee part two tomorrow.
Very good.
Tell you about that. All right, get
Thank
out of here.
Thank you for admiring my bum.
Look, I can't help but notice it. Jesus Christ. look at K.O.B. He's the funniest.
Yeah, I know.
You see him just shake his head that way?
Kindly old bum just going,
You know,
oh,
this,
man.
Like when an old guy sees a vintage car go down the street.
Right.
You know the way he just turns his head like,
man, look at that. That's fine. That's fine. Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, good day.
Good day. Who's this, please?
This is Neil in Woodbridge.
Neil, now, do you really have a daughter who you'd like Dennis Murphy to accompany to the prom?
Yes, sir. She's 17 years old and goes to school down at Garfield.
And what would your reasons be?
Well, I talked to her, and she said she'd love to do it.
Is she there?
She's at home right now. I'm at my other daughter's ball game.
Now, and she'd love to do it because?
Because of Dennis.
Because of Dennis. Listen, hold on. Robbie,
that sounds more credible than the last guy.
Robbie, get the number of the girl at home,
okay,
and we'll give her a call. That guy is online. Number four. Hello.
That sounds to me, just hearing the guy, you know, on the tone, that maybe, you know, simply the world famous factor.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
This is Dan calling from Modesto, California.
Hi, Dan.
I have a 16-year-old daughter, junior in high school, and she is in desperate help for a date to the prom.
Have you spoken to her?
Not yet. Joel and E.C. Spritzen is...
No.
These are the guys that I don't have any faith in. It's the guy that said the guy that said he talked to his daughter, I buy that. It's the guys that haven't talked to their daughter.
Well, my daughter's been trying to get a date for the prom for a while now.
No, let's run it by her first. Okay, let me see. You think she's at home now, sir?
Yes.
All right, hold on. I'm going to dial her up right now.
Very good.
Here we go.
This has to be, you know, the father's, mother's, daughter's decision here.
All right, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, I've conferenced the lines together.
Very good. See if we can make the magic happen.
Hello?
Cheryl?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. We have your dad here, and you're on the air. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Dad, say hi to your daughter.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey, Dad.
Now, honey, you want Dennis Murphy to take you to your prom?
Sure, why not?
You're familiar with the world-famous star Dennis Murphy?
Well, yes, I am. My dad listens to the station all the time, and... whenever I'm in the car, I hear you guys.
How old are you, honey?
I'm 17.
You're 17, and what would be your number one reason for wanting to go to the prom with Dennis?
I don't really know. I just think it would be a really neat thing to do.
Do you not have a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
All right, you don't. You'd like to go with Dennis?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's amazing, isn't it, that it's happened this quickly? Yeah, we're both
thought it might.
We're both kind of speechless right now.
Thought it might. Well, you know, it means she gets a stretch limo and she gets deep to the palm, and it means, you know. Now, you know that because of. Let me ask you something. This is like I'm talking to a little girl. Do you know who Mark Shimura is?
No, I do not.
He's a football player who had sex with a high school girl.
Right.
Because of that, your daddy has to go on the date with Dennis.
You know you'll be chaperoned for this whole thing.
Because that's fine.
This is just Dennis going with you as a companion.
Yes.
You know, nothing prom-like is going to happen.
Well, that's fine. My dad can come along.
You know, unless you want to make a date with Dennis after that.
Oh, God, stop it.
You know, if you want to go out with him like the next day or something.
God.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Dad, hold on.
Okay. All right, hold on. Let me see.
Dennis?
Oh, God, that was quick.
Well, you're a very popular man, Dennis.
I'm popular. I can't believe this.
All right, now listen.
Yes?
Play it cool.
Oh, I know.
Her name is Cheryl.
Yeah, my sister's name is Cheryl.
Right. Let me find out a little more about her. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Hey, honey, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
A senior? Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Let's see. I've been told I look a little bit like Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox.
Yeah, a little bit.
So you're hot.
Oh, well, I don't want to sound conceited,
she's 17,
but you can say to a 17-year-old you're hot. Come on.
I know. It's just a little weird.
No, come on. Well, then leave the room for this part of the show.
It's a little weird.
You can ask a 17-year-old girl if she thinks she's hot.
Okay.
That's all I was trying to get to, if she's hot or not.
But, of course, there's nothing's going to go on with Dennis. You know,
no,
it's not like when we're doing a date or anything.
But I think everybody listening would like to know, you know,
what she looks like.
What she looks like.
Very good. All right.
If she has self-esteem, if she thinks she's hot.
Okay.
You know,
very good.
I'm not going to ask her anything. I'll ask her anything else I want to ask her. I'll ask you to leave the room.
Very good.
If I ask her Oogie stuff.
Maybe it's the two-daughter thing that's bothering me here. You know, that's it. All right.
Right. I'm sure at some point your daughters will be asked if they think they're hot.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, hopefully it won't
And I'll go to the closet for my shotgun.
It won't be a couple of years.
That's right.
All right. So you are 17. You're a senior. When do you turn 18?
June 23rd.
Are you going to college?
Yes, I am.
What college?
Well, right now I'm just going to go to take some community courses, community college courses. That way I can get a start off. And
right,
we'll be
13th grade.
And nobody's asked you to the prom?
No. I've been searching, but I kind of gave up hope.
And you decided Dennis Murphy would be the solution?
Absolutely.
All right, well then let's put them together. Dennis?
Here he comes.
Say hello.
Mom. Hi, Dennis.
Tell us
your
prom date, Cheryl.
Okay. Cheryl, I'm amazed that you want to go with a 23-year-old guy, but if you want me to go, I'm there for you.
Now, Cheryl, what high school do you go to, honey?
I go to Garfield.
Garfield, and when is your prom?
Yeah.
It's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Oh, my God, we've got to get it all together.
Oh, my God, that's quick.
Can you handle that, Dennis?
Oh, I got my suit from Today's Man.
Oh, that's great. He has a brand new suit from Today's Man.
Won't they be wearing tuxes?
Oh, you want me to wear a tux, Cheryl?
Yes.
Because, gee, Dennis, you don't want to stand out.
Well, I'm sure we can get him. Robbie, who do we get rentals from? Master's Tuxedo. I'm sure we can get you a wonderful tuxedo, Dennis, and we got to get him a car.
Okay.
And we got to set up the dinner at the Palm Restaurant for Dennis and Cheryl and for Cheryl's dad.
Cheryl, you look like Courtney Cox.
Dennis. Watch it.
Watch it.
I'm going to have handcuffs on because I'm worried.
Yeah, Dad's going to be along anyway.
Oh, I know. I will have fun.
All right. Well, then, Cheryl, this is your date for your senior prom this Saturday night. Major effing star Dennis Murphy. Now, what do you know about Dennis?
Not too much.
Oh, God. You don't know what I look like, do you?
Well, that's fine, because looks don't matter.
Looks don't matter.
Well, they might, honey.
Oh, dear.
Hey, fine. No, Dennis is a very handsome fellow.
Very, very charming.
Hey, I'm not like Tom Selleck.
That's right, Tom Selleck.
Do you think I should tell her about your website so she can see you first?
What the hell? DennisMurphy.com, Phil. It's on the computer. Log on.
Yeah, you can get a look at Dennis by going to DennisMurphy.com.
Okay.
And I hope I won't shock you.
God.
No, I wouldn't say shocking is the word.
Interesting.
Disturbing.
Come on, God.
Disturbing. That is the perfect word.
Oh,
disturbing.
Guys, come on, be nice.
That is the absolutely mother of all words.
Why are you calling me disturbing, God?
No, I'm not calling you disturbing. Just your appearance is disturbing.
Oh, well, what's wrong with my appearance?
drunk.
So goddamn events disturbing.
Now, come on. Come on, this is funny. Come
this
on.
This is, I'm just getting a, I'm feeling like I, you know, I'm feeling like I'm going down the roller coaster right
no,
now.
No, come on. This
very
is good.
Weird. Very weird.
This is good radio. Dennis helps out a girl
yeah.
who doesn't have a date for the prom.
Absolutely.
You know, sending the dad along.
The dad's going along. Very good.
Beautiful. Well, then, kids. Yeah, of course. Now, hold on. Dennis, hold on.
I'm not disturbing.
Okay.
We didn't say you were disturbing,
oh,
Dennis.
Your appearance is disturbing.
What? I don't understand that comment. Why do my appearance look disturbing?
Okay. Okay, Dennis, it's not disturbing.
It's not.
I know I only have one hand, but that's not disturbing, is it?
That's right.
No, it's not.
You're going to have a perfectly wonderful time.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Perfectly
okay.
wonderful chaperone time.
I apologize that I said your appearance is disturbing.
Hey, God, can't yeah. wait to go with you to prom.
I'm not going to lose that bet, Dennis.
Don't lose it, God.
I'm not going to lose that bet.
Okay.
Dennis, hold on. Cheryl, hold on, please.
Okay.
Hold on a second, please. All right, now let me see. Where's the dad?
The father is on another line here.
Dad?
Yeah.
Okay, you heard all that happen, right?
Yep.
So you're cool with that?
Yep.
Okay, so Saturday night, I guess.
It's the prom night.
I guess we'll leave all the details up to Charles Broyhill to, you know, find out where you guys live. We'll get the car. We'll get Dennis hooked up with the tuxedo. And, you know, I hope you don't mind. We're going to bring the camera along and bring the, you know, a tape recorder along.
Got to have them.
So we can hear everything that happens on the day.
Dennis That's should great. Go out and buy a corsage, too. I think he should pop for that on his own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And nothing he gets to pin on her. One of those wrist jobs.
Yes, a wrist
job. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dad, you'll be there the whole time.
Okay.
All right, hold on, please.
Thank you.
Hold on a second, my friend. Okay. That came together pretty quickly.
It certainly did. I'm surprised that it happened that quickly.
Pretty quickly. Hello, Don Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hi. I just have to say there's no way I would ever let Dennis Murphy date my 16 or 17-year-old daughter.
Well, I think date is a strong word to use.
It's just, you know, it's filling the void.
Even for one time going out. All right, well, Mike, would you let him take your 16 or 17-year-old daughter to the prom?
Only if my daughter wanted to take Dennis and she knew Dennis from the radio, I probably would say okay if I was going to be there the whole time, which is what Dad's going to be. No.
Yeah. Okay.
Honestly?
I wouldn't do it.
Okay, but the question is not if Mike would do it or you would do it. The thing is, a guy will do it.
A guy's doing it, and, you know.
And she wants to do it.
Dad's going to be there.
Uh-huh.
Well, Dad's going to be there the whole time.
Yeah, I just think that little pervert factor's working in, though.
So,
an older man, young girl. Mm.
Yeah, right. Okay. F you. Yeah. Just take away every fun idea that we try to do on this show.
All right, have a nice day.
Well, is that a dad calling?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, the dad, it's not your kid, it's the dad that's calling in. And he's going to be there the whole time.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to rain on your parade or anything. I'm just saying that it's something that I could not do, something I would...
Okay, well, great. Did I ask you to? No.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, besides, you know, never mind. I was going to say something about your daughter, but I won't say it.
There you go.
Something about what she might be doing this Saturday night anyway that you don't know about. Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here.
All right. Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Don and Mike, good evening. Just
hey.
Wanted to say that I think that this girl, my original feeling was that this girl is not 17, but maybe since her father called in, she is 17. So my original thought was that she's perpetrating a fraud and that she is not 17, but...
Well, she gave us the name of the high school. We got the phone number.
Yeah,
we'll check the line.
We'll
like
check
you
the whole
guys
thing
checked
out.
Your sources, so it's my bad. I was wrong.
We'll check the whole thing out.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Faithfully deny. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye bye.
We'll check it out.
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike show.
This is not Don and Mike, is it?
Yes. Turn your radio down, please.
Okay. You need to maybe give that girl something for going out with Dennis, like maybe supply her with a prom dress.
Well, she's getting the limo.
And she's getting a free dinner.
And the dinner.
Yeah, but still, going out with Dennis. I've seen Dennis, and you got to get her a prom dress, too. At least they ought to match.
Oh, listen.
Oh, God.
Listen, the girl's getting a free limo ride. She's going to eat at a big restaurant. She's going with Dennis Murphy. Come on. Well, everybody just please let it alone. Just let it alone.
I'm not saying nothing anymore.
Just let it alone.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
I ain't saying nothing.
You buy her a dress if you want her to have an address.
Well, not buy her, rent her one. Why would you want to spend the money and buy one?
Rent her one. Honey, here's your rented dress.
Rented dress. They do that, I think, don't they?
They must if they rent tuxedos for guys.
I think I've been in rental places where they have, like, bridesmaids' dresses.
There's something that's gross about a girl renting a dress. There's nothing gross about a guy renting a tuxedo.
Right.
But there's something that seems gross about a girl renting a dress.
And for this evening, we certainly don't want to do anything that's gross.
Okay, what about the father then? Get him a tuxedo.
Everybody's helping.
All right, goodbye.
Everybody's helping.
Goodbye, please, everybody. That's it. It's done. They're going to the prom this weekend. You'll hear about it on Monday's episode.
All right.
Okay. Hello, John Kim.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, John Kim.
Yeah, you guys don't have to help me because I'm going to a fat people's convention next weekend.
Now, John Kim, as you know, is the Asian man who wanted a fat chick to go to a nudist convention with him.
That's right, and you're going to go to the source now.
But there's a fat people's convention next weekend in Philadelphia, so I'm going to that. So.
And what is it called, John Kim?
It's called NAFA, N-A-A-F-A, National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance.
Oh, fantastic. And you go there to pick up a date?
It's usually the ratio is like 11-1, women to men, so, you know.
There you go.
John Kim, what is it about fat chicks that you dig so much?
They're just so hot, man. They're bountiful boobies and, you know.
You're just going to be sitting in the hotel bar?
Something like that.
Just
they have, like, dances and lingerie shows and swimming pools and all that.
I guess he would be, John Kim, you know, you're not all that fat. You're kind of chunky. You're a little chunky, but you'd be the poster guy for fat acceptance.
Right. Can I go up there as a representative of you guys? And
No.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, I have another idea. You know Channel 2 in Baltimore?
Yes.
They usually have the live thing down in at Dana Harbor. And Norm Lewis usually does the weather from the ground level. I want to read his name while he's doing
Norm Lewis is a dickwad. Have you ever seen that guy on Channel 2?
Is he the guy with the long neck? You know, wears the, tight-fitting suit?
Yeah, right. Norm Lewis.
So I want to stand behind him and scream your name. Is that's okay?
Sure, yeah, sure.
Absolutely, John Kim.
Thank you, John Kim.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Stacy. I have a question for you.
Yes.
The other night I was working in my bar, and a gentleman asked me if beavers, is there such thing as beavers with an S? Or if there's five beaver, is it beaver or beavers?
Are you talking about the slang for a girl's place?
No, I'm just, well, I guess either or. And I figure if anyone would know, it'd be you guys.
What is the question again?
Okay. If there's more than one beaver, do you put an S on it?
Like a herd of beaver?
Yeah.
You know what?
A pride of beaver.
Or would you say, look, there's a bunch of beavers.
Bunch of beavers.
Yeah, it's beaver.
Or would you say, look at those beaver?
That's a legitimate grammatical question.
It's like deer. You say, look, there's a flock of deer. You don't say, look at all those deers.
Yeah.
Honey, I don't know.
All right.
I think it would be, look at the beaver. I think it'd be singular.
I thought that at first, but then I keep thinking about it.
Like, if you walk by, you know, you just look at the beautiful beaver.
You'd sound like an idiot if you said, look at all those beavers.
Look at the beavers.
Look at those beavers.
I think it would be just like deer.
Are you know what? If there was only two of them, though,
look at the beautiful deer out in the field. It would be, look at the beautiful beaver out there.
But what if there was only two of them? You said, look at those two beavers right there. You wouldn't say, look at those two beaver.
Look, a pair of beaver. I think you can go all the way back to, like, to those old movies when they're talking about trappers, where there are plenty of beaver up there.
Hunting beaver. Yeah. Okay. Singular, honey.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. One last call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Cheryl again.
Oh, Cheryl, the high school girl.
Yeah.
Hi.
I just wanted to say a little something about all the people calling in, and they're saying stuff about, you know, I wouldn't let my 17-year-old daughter go to the prom with Dennis and this, that, and the other, and I just think it's really wrong. It was, you know, my dad called me up, and he asked me about it, and I turned on the radio, and it was my decision. He let me make the decision, and people, you know, need to really keep their nose out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good for you. Thank you,
Just like
Cheryl.
John Kim going up to the fat convention, it's all about acceptance.
Exactly.
Right.
John Kim is weird.
John Kim is turbo weird.
John Kim calls with weirder stuff every time. First is, I want to find a fat chick to go to the news convention.
That's right.
Now he's going to the fat convention.
Absolutely.
Who knew he was into fat chicks like that?
We wouldn't be sending John Kim to any prom.
No, absolutely not.
That's right.
Not a chance.
Dennis Murphy does what he's told.
Thank you. Cheryl, thank you for calling back.
No problem.
All right, bye, honey. We got to do a break. We will be
right. This is the stars of our show, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, just one last thing about Dennis going to the prom.
Yes?
The last bit of business we got to take care of. We got the dinner aced.
Right.
We got the tuxedo taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Need the limo.
Ah, yes. Always the limo.
Need the limo. And we need someone to call it and offer the limo. In return for some, you know, gratuitous advertising on
this show. Of course. Who wouldn't want to, you know, ferry Dennis to the prom with that very nice young lady?
Because that's the way things go around here.
That's right.
They came back to me and they said, listen, everything's great. However, get a limo.
Absolutely.
And I said to Charlie Broyhill, well, you know, if no one calls in, I'll just pop for it myself. And he said, well, good luck, because there's a million proms this weekend, and we've called.
Also, actually, availability of a limo is going to be tough.
Tough time finding one, so we need someone who owns or operates a limo company to call in and help us out.
Now, if availability becomes impossible, you know, Dad is going. So,
yes,
I mean, they would have a chauffeur if Dad wants to put him in the back of the, or put Dennis in the front. You know, that's right. Yeah.
And that is the backup plan. That
right.
Dad will simply do the driving.
I think that's a good idea.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
This is Daryl. I am calling because you all were so gracious and let me play Low Budget Jeopardy that I'm going to give Dennis the tux to wear and the dad if he wants one too.
Oh, fantastic.
Robbie, do we already have a tux deal worked out, I think?
Yeah,
though?
Appreciate it, sir, but we're all taken care of. But thank you again.
Okay.
Got that. Thank you, though.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Listen, I want to find out more about those beavers.
Well, we're just talking about the names, you know?
Right. Now, if there's a bunch of women, do you say, look at all those beavers? Or beavers?
I think in that case you would put the S on the end of it.
Yeah. So you say, look at all those beavers.
Look at all those beavers. Yeah, and you
Mrs.
would.
Mrs. Craig, look at those beavers.
And you would, like, if you were in a strip club, you would say, wow.
Oh, yes.
Look at, there's 20 beavers in a row there.
You got to get right down to the hotel bar with John Kim, because there are a bunch of overweight beavers down there.
John Kim. You know, I'm almost thinking that we got to bring him into the studio one day to really analyze it.
Because I think we've seen John Kim at Las Vegas-style shows, and we kind of tend to look away.
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you guys looking for a limo? Take Dennis to the prom.
Yes.
I work for a limousine service.
And you could get Dennis a limo for this Saturday night?
Saturday night, what time?
I don't know. What time is it? You know, I'm talking probably like
6 o'clock,
6
dinner?
Hours, like 6 to midnight probably.
Yeah, I think I can work it out for you.
Okay, well, there was one word in there that think.
Yeah, think. We need a firm commitment, because there's going to be somebody else that'll be, you know, calling right after you saying, I'll definitely do it.
Well, I tell you what, I'll definitely do it.
All right, hold on. Let me get your information. They'll be glad to give you a plug.
Fantastic.
Okay, hold on. That is line number four, kids.
That was quick.
Line number four. That'd be nice if someone steps up with that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hey. No way, Tom.
Yes,
Tom, you
way.
Stay away from this.
No way, Tom.
Yes, way.
No way.
Yes.
There is no way I'm sending you to some wonderful girl's prom.
Yes way.
No way, Tom.
Absolutely not, Tom.
No way.
Yes way.
Roar like a monster.
Roar! I want to go.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
How do you spell prom?
P-R-O-M.
Hey, how about that?
Very close. Wow.
Congratulations.
What'd you have for breakfast today?
Eggs. Eggs, potatoes, and hash browns, and...
Because you know what today was.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday.
Yep.
Group home day.
Hey, watch it.
Watch it.
Watch it.
No, but Tom, I'm sorry. The option has already been filled by Dennis.
How about the, what do you call it? The beach house.
The beach house? No, that's been filled by Homo Joe. I think, didn't we already try to hook you up at the beach house last year, and for some reason you didn't make it?
Yeah, because Dennis didn't pick me up.
Yeah, Dennis didn't give him a ride.
Yeah,
why should he pick up the competition?
Right. Now, sir, you've been shut out of both promotions.
No, I have not.
Yes, you have,
yes,
Tom.
Yes, you have, Tom.
I have not.
Clearly you have, Tom.
You know what?
What?
Show sucks.
Oh, he was angry.
My.
Angry, Tom.
Oh,
Gavin.
My.
He was very angry. That's a little Tom Gavin rage that we haven't seen.
Jeez.
That's the first. I don't ever remember that.
Never happened.
Never happened before.
Oh, God damn.
The rage of Tom.
Show sucks.
The rage of Tom.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, I'll spring for a boutonniere corsage for the lucky couple.
Yeah, everybody's donating stuff right and left.
Well, if you're serious, sure, hold on.
Hey, what I need is to know where Dennis wants to pick him up, what town he's at, because I'll just I'll wire it over there. All he has to do is pick it up.
No, I'm sorry. You know the guy.
The guy, like, for some reason, sitting in his living room.
Right.
That's just a little creepy.
No pants on.
God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Ellen DeGeneres' vagina. Boy, do I have a story for you.
He's still doing the vagina monologues. I got you.
Oh, one day. Ann was using a big rubber in me.
Oh, boy.
Got it stuck.
Oh, dear.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to donate my services as a photographer for that prom date.
No, thank you.
No, thank you, though. No. Thank you. All we really needed was just a limo, and I think that guy was on the level.
All right, man. Tom. All
right. Okay, man. Thank you, man. Yeah, sorry. Sorry we didn't want to use your bong-operated pipe. Your bong-operated pipe slash camera.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I got the perfect limo. Thank you for my friend Howard, who's listening to you right now, driving around. I have a 1988 Cadillac limousine that I'm totally available this weekend.
Well, no. Is it a real limo, or is it just a car you drive around?
It's a real limo.
Yeah, but that guy probably called with a legit limo.
Yeah, right?
No, this is a legit limo.
No, we're looking for a real limo company. Hold on, Charlie.
I'm a real limo company.
Was that guy at a level?
Yes, no, he was. I'm located in Baltimore. Discount Transportation Services.
You know, we already got somebody who took care of it already.
Thank
Sorry.
You. Thank you, though. Jesus, I just wanted to get a free commercial.
Such enthusiasm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
You sound like you got a limo. I was going to take him in a horse-drawn, the old lantern-lit, enclosed horse-drawn carriage, like you'd see Basil Rathbone or somebody driving in.
Basil.
Okay.
Sherlock Holmes style.
No, that's okay.
You know, Basil.
Basil. Basil,
you know,
hey.
Good old Basil.
Basil.
Hey,
yes.
I'm going to scoop you on something.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm watching ESPN.
Uh-huh.
1970s baseball announcer just got killed in a car crash.
Ooh.
Kirk Gowdy?
Used to work with Vince Scully, the old short, fat
Tony
guy. Gary Gargiola.
Joe Garage Door Opener.
Oh. Joe Mama!
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
God, he gets more elaborate. And it's the longer he goes, he knows what interests us, and he just reels us in, and then he stings us.
You know, he wasn't calling about a horse-drawn carriage. No. He wasn't calling about the horse-drawn carriage. Was a setup to divert us.
Yes.
Wally fed us the fake story about Joe Garage Door Opener.
Natural setup. Hey, Buzz, I'm scooping you. You know, everybody's attention. Oh, my God.
I want to tell you something. He's devious.
He's phenomenal.
Very. That guy's devious.
Because
really.
He does it again and again and again.
He gets us. And, Buzz, no need to check that out.
No, I didn't.
I know you were looking
I'm looking for other stuff now.
No, come on. Are you searching your own name again?
No.
Okay.
No. You know, it's getting close to news time. I just wanted to make sure I have everything.
No, that guy was just goofing us.
Yeah, so we can reassure everyone. Because they need to be reassured. Garage door opener is perfectly safe.
Everybody's real upset about that right now.
The garage door.
Jesus Christ.
Man.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yes.
Buzz. Mm. That photographer, he calls every time y'all do something. If it's, you know, Dennis Murphy to the Beach House, hey, can I be the photographer? Every time.
Now, he's a super fan of Dennis Murphy, and who isn't?
Right, yeah. I think we turn him down every time, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. All right, thank you for the help.
There you go.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, listen, as long as we got the limo.
Right.
And we got the suit. And we got the dinner. Then we're set.
Absolutely.
Go to the prom with the dad. You'll hear it all on Monday's episode. Now the toe-tapping touchstones. Let's try to give away Five bills.
Yeah.
With the secret sounded lie straight ahead. Be the 100th person to call Toya. Call Lisa right now. Phone number is 877-365-3636. And while you're calling, we'll also find out what the lead story is tonight.
Nothing to do with Joe Garagiola. Thankfully, no.
With Guy Birdley.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Yes.
He made it up.
What is your lead story tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, the latest on that tainted fast food.
Oh, right. Oh, that burger thing we called yesterday.
There's more.
Okay, right, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
Open source professional. America's favorite wingnut, Don and Mike.
I don't know, Mike. I just thought he was too turkey, Don. Not today, Don. Not today.
I bet that that's wasted on like 90% of the people that hear it.
Well,
we have no idea what the frig we're doing.
Well, we go back a long way with that, man.
we do live commercials. We just did one. And as we've done the commercial over the last couple of weeks, we do it as Major Bill Smith, but now we're doing him when he was really, really, really getting sick.
Yeah, and it's a very at the end, and you know, we have tape of him, and that's kind of what we're doing.
What you have to know is that we air check it every day. Can you imagine being like an executive with that company, and they hear like six of those spots in a row?
But I would maintain that the purists that have been with this show for a long time,
they get it.
There's
right?
a segment of our audience that is absolutely driving off the road when they hear that.
You're making those phones light up.
I don't, baby.
I don't know.
Man, have a bear.
Come on, have a meal, man. Have a bear.
I don't know, Mike.
I don't know, Don. not today, Don.
I'm just not feeling too perky.
Very, very sick. Come on, don't call me anymore.
Let's do the secret sound. Right now it's $100. God! No, I'm sorry. I couldn't take that call.
No way, Don.
Super static, Mike.
Yeah, static on you.
Stop taking cell phones. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you are caller 100. What's your name?
Oh, my God. Andrew.
Andrew, roll your window up, please.
Sorry about that. Okay.
Andrew, where are you calling from, sir?
I am actually going up 270 right now.
Caller number 100, you've won the WWF Judgment Day prize pack from Comcast and Cox Cable. WWF Judgment Day in demand this Sunday. Call now to order this pay-per-view event, but wait, there's more. You've also qualified for our weekly giveaway on Friday. We're giving away a trip for two to Los Angeles.
Right.
To tour the Warner Brothers Studios. That's courtesy of the WB and ATA Airlines. Watch the all-new Buffy next Tuesday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on the WB.
Yeah.
Great.
Are you ready to go for the buddy?
Sure.
I just wish you best of luck. I hope you do well with all the buddy was secret sound.
Please don't answer. Until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet, Robert Goulet. Major Bill will sing it like Robert. I'll sing the same lyric, but I'll do it like the bass.
I don't know, Mike.
I don't know, Don.
We wish you Godspeed. Oops. Press the wrong cop picking button.
Come on, fast.
You can blame that on. You blame that on Mike Source.
But you tell Mike Source, I flew more missions over Europe.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now, see, that's got a trip thing on it, so just hit that thing there.
Come on, man.
It's all got a recue. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Show's unraveling right in front of my ears.
I tell you, this guy's going to be sure confused about his secret sound.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here it is right now.
Caller, name this sound.
Well, there it is.
Uh-huh.
You got the bomb.
Come on, man.
We wish you Godspeed.
As your royal majesty, the odds are in my favor. Good luck, everybody.
Yeah,
man.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. For $500, what does that sound?
Front door closing?
Oh, we're sorry.
No.
No, but remember that every guess is a clue for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on, please.
Oh, yeah, he didn't even come close.
No, he didn't.
That's a shame. Shave.
I was.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, it turns out people did get sick from the tainted food served by teenagers at a Burger King on the New York State Thruway. Three teens face felony charges for putting spit, urine, oven cleaner, and other cleaning products on food. Rochester's Channel 13 reports that two of the kids have pleaded not guilty, and the station says the victims now also include a New York State trooper.
Oh, that's bad.
Among others.
Mm-hmm.
So people did get sick. We were talking the other day about the fact that no one had reported it. Well, now,
right.
Now that it's been publicized, people have come forward.
No wonder I threw up.
Right. And how stupid is this? The United States once considered sending an atom bomb to the moon.
This is Sam Huff.
There he is, head of NASA.
It was 10 years before the first man landed there. The Eisenhower administration thought that detonating an atom bomb on the moon might intimidate the Soviets and boost American confidence.
You, sir, are an idiot.
The Americans were concerned that the Soviets had successfully launched a satellite named Sputnik. This information now comes from a physicist in Chicago. He says the idea was abandoned because failure would have endangered people on Earth.
So, Mr. President, what we will do is send an atom bomb to the moon.
And detonate it.
Jolly good idea.
It's a great idea.
The physicist says it seems ridiculous now, but he says the Cold War was incredibly tense in the late 1950s.
Hey, where's the moon?
We blowed it up.
The moon's gone. Real good.
But I tell you something, I feel better about America since we blew up that goddamn moon.
Yeah, who needed the old bad of the moon? You gotta give one life to save a million. God, pick it worth it.
I dropped a lot of bobs on the moon, Mike. Well, how about a meal?
Come on, man. We got moon cheese, baby limas.
German potato salad.
Come on, man.
How about a meal? How about it, Buzz?
How about it?
Oh, come on. Talk like Major Bill, Buzz.
Oh, I don't know, Don. I don't know. Very, very sick. Very, very sick.
Not too perky.
I'm not feeling too perky.
This is two great games you got, Buzz, to play with us today. Before
right.
He talked in his gay voice.
Sally Sue of Major Bill.
How about that?
Fantastic.
Come on, man. Have a meal.
Game show scandals. Of the three brothers who've all been contestants on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, one of them is a wanted man. Paul Barber is accused of cheating nationwide insurance out of $190,000. And the man who lost custody of his adopted son after returning from the CBS Tropical Island game show Survivor is speaking out on NBC.
All right, he's going to be on Dateline tonight?
Right, Dateline. Management consultant Richard Hatch was arrested for roughing up his 9-year-old boy. Mainly, he's accused of waking the boy up at 4:30 in the morning and making him jog for 6 miles.
I'm liable to lose you.
But
there he is.
But Hatch says the boy gained 20 pounds in the 40 days he was gone. And he says if we knew the boy, we'd know he did the right thing.
Fire me.
He says,
there you go.
He says if he gets the boy back, he wouldn't rule out spanking.
I'm scared stiff.
Right, whatever. Buzz, hold on.
Thank you so much.
We got to do a break. We will be right back.
You can understand them if you're a mastermind. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me ask the oldest member of the show. Maybe he knows this.
All right.
I'll try. We were just talking about Pop-O-Matic.
Trouble, you know, the game Trouble.
Okay. You ever played that game, Buzz?
I'm vaguely familiar with it. No, I never played it.
All right, wrong guy to ask.
Okay.
I used to play with my grandmama.
I used to play it all the time. Everybody did when you were a kid.
Yeah. It was a very addictive game, too.
We had two questions. The first question was, what was the companion game to Trouble? They had another game that they came out with that used the Pop-O-Matic.
Mm.
And secondly, who made Trouble?
Yeah, I was saying, Rob said Parker Brothers. I thought that was right. You're saying it wasn't Parker Brothers.
I don't think so. I think it was an offline, like not one of your majors, not Mattel.
Parker Brothers.
Not Parker Brothers.
Not Milton Bradley.
Not Hasbro or Milton Bradley. Mm-hmm. No. And does anybody know?
Great game, Trouble.
Still is
a great game.
Yeah, Pop-O-Matic.
And don't they still make Trouble just like the original was made a million years ago?
That I don't know.
Don't know. And I know what you're talking about. And I think the difference in the games were the pieces that you moved.
But
where Trouble, you had wooden dowels that you put in the holes. The companion game had plastic cones. I think I might be right about that.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
I have an answer for your question about the game.
Yes, baby.
It was called Headache, and it's by the Pressman Company.
Yep. Exactly right.
Right. Headache, which was the companion game to Trouble.
The Pressman Company.
The Pressman Company, right. What a Jesus dick toy company that was. Huh?
The Pressman Company.
But I remember the logo. It was like an outline of almost like a gingerbread kid. It was Pressman.
Here's that brain of yours.
Pressman.
Storing away the logo for the Pressman Company.
Yeah, not the name, just the logo.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent call. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I forgot to ask her if the Headache game had the plastic cones, and because Trouble had the wooden dowels.
I think that you're right, that Headache had the little, and they were red, blue, yellow, and green.
Exactly right.
It's either that or that Trouble, when it got advanced, the one change they made is they went from the wooden to the plastic.
You could be right about that.
I'm not sure.
It's the later editions of Trouble.
The later watered-down versions of Trouble.
Hello? Hello? Don and Mike? Oh, please, for the love of God, turn your radio down. Hello,
CB Radio.
Don and Mike Show.
Don!
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
It's off.
Thank you.
Hey, I cannot believe all these idiots calling in for the secret sound. I know it.
No.
We're not doing that right now. We're talking about board games.
Right. Sorry.
I know.
If you really think you really know it, then get your ass down here to the radio station where we can.
I can't. I'm in California.
Where we can shave your head when you're wrong. All right. Well, then TS for you. Sorry. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Headache had the cones, and whenever you landed on top of each, whenever you landed on the next space, you landed on top of the cone.
Yeah, and you could stack them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
You could absorb them. You could kind of have intercourse with them.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
The game, I can't believe you guys can't remember it. It's called Sorry.
No, it's not.
No, that's not.
Yeah.
Sorry never had the Pop-O-Matic.
No.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
They still sell.
Damn.
They still sell Sorry today.
Yeah. Sorry.
Right.
They might have come out with a new game with the cone. How's that?
No. Good.
No.
Come on, please. The riddle has been solved.
Absolutely. Yeah. And now Sorry. We have it. The cones. We got all the answers we needed.
Sorry,
we
you drew cards.
Pressman Company. Trouble had the Pop-O-Matic. Headache was the sister game.
Right. Pop-O-Matic. And now back to Buzz.
You were talking earlier about the burnout factor, or the possible burnout factor for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Have you seen the promos for tomorrow night's show?
No.
The making of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, no. Boy, all the signs are there. You're just getting more and more signs every single time we turn around.
There's another sign that the show's on its last legs.